This afternoon, we'd like to continue our tributes to Brother Jack and Sister Nancy. In 2000, the Childs moved to Dallas. And as we've heard, they had a desire for a further ministry. And God led them to found this JMI, the Jesus Ministries International. And this afternoon, the first set of speakers that we have are from the JMI here in the U.S. in Dallas. And so I'll ask our Sister Martha Weldon to come.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to see the family together. I had the privilege of being in the memorial online with the Chinese, and it was a larger number. Right after the memorial in Maryland, we tuned in. John and I were asked to be with them that morning, and we found out there were 2,000 visitors.
就在周牧师在马里兰的葬礼以后，我们在线上有2000个人，有2000个国内的家人加入了线上纪念周牧师的追思礼拜。
I first met Jack and Nancy at Pilgrim Camp 35 years ago. I was in the cottage helping Esther with the little children. We were together, and that weekend her parents came up. It must have been 35 years ago, Esther. I was still Martha Beidel, and you were still Esther Chow.
大概 35 年前, 我第一次, 在营地遇见 Esther. 那时候我还是 Martha Beidel. 我跟他一起在 cottage 儿童营地一起服侍，那是我第一次遇见周牧师和师母。My
first impression of Brother Chow was that he was a male version of my teacher Mary Elizabeth Judd.
我对周牧师的第一印象就是，他就好像我的老师玛丽伊丽莎白翟小姐的弟兄版。She
was in one of those faith homes in Zion, Illinois. He reminded me of her because he was so restful and calm, like he was walking with God.
About 15
years later, married to my husband, we went to Texas to visit my sister and stopped to see them.
大概15年以后，我跟我的弟兄 Jim一起去达拉斯拜访我的姐姐，就在那里我遇见周牧师。And
immediately found out my husband was retired, and he said, "The Lord has sent you. You're to work with me."
当他发现我先生已经退休了以后，他就对我说：“哦，你要跟我在一起同工，因为神把你差遣到我这里。”He
was going. He found out Jim was 20 years in administration in the Air Force.
他发现Jim弟兄在空军工作了25年。
And he asked him to organize a conference in Dallas.
他就请求我在达拉斯帮助他举办了三场的聚会，三年的特会。
Our first group was 40 people.
我们第一次的特会有40个人参加。And
our last group with Pastor Nancy was, we could only contain 140 here.
而我们最后一次特会，因为在这里我们最多只能装大概140个人。
Well, that was the beginning for us. Jim organized 3 conferences, 3 different years in Dallas.
所以在JMI的施工在达拉斯开始的时候有3年举办了3次的特会。
We were a small group of about a dozen disciples.
刚开始的时候我们是一小群人，就好像12个门徒一样。
But some of those that came the first year invited us to go to China, invited us to go to Taiwan.
但刚开始来参加特会的一些牧师邀请我们去了中国大陆和台湾服侍。
And they did all the organization, and all we had to do is step in. They meet us at the airport and take us to our hotel.
他们管 他们掌管了一切的这个会议的运作，所以我们只需要坐飞机到达那里，直接去到hotel。So
Brother Chow asked Jim if I could go along with him.
所以周牧师就问我和Jim弟兄说，我们是不是可以跟他们一起去服侍？
And that was the beginning of adventure with the three of us, Jack and Nancy and Martha.
所以那就是我们最开始的旅途，周金海牧师。
And for the next 7 years, we went first to Taiwan, then China and Malaysia.
在接下来的七年里, 我们去了台湾, 马来西亚,
and then to Australia and Hong Kong, and last of all, Japan.
我们也去了澳大利亚, 香港, 最后去了日本。
I remember on one specific visit to Malaysia, there were 1,000 pastors gathered together.
我特别记得在马来西亚有一次的特会，那里有1,000个牧师聚集在一起。
And Pastor Chow asked Sister Nancy to stand.
周牧师请求师母站起来。
He said, I want to introduce you to my pastor.
他对大家说，我想要给大家介绍一下我的牧师。
He called Mama his pastor.
他称周师母为他自己的牧师。And
actually, she was behind the scenes.
实际上，他的确是在幕后。We
traveled together, we ate together, we roomed together.
我们一起旅行，一起吃饭。And
we ministered together.
我们一起服侍。And
they had quite the freedom conversing with each other. I didn't understand a word they were saying.
他们很自由地用中文交谈，所以我一个字都听不懂。
Of course, Brother Chow communicated with me in English. And,
当然，周牧师跟我是用英文讲。
But I could tell by their reactions with each other, they were one.
但我可以从他们的互动中发现，他们两个是完全的合一。
I saw her so submissive to her husband.
我看到周师母完全的顺服他的心。
And one day she told me her secret.
有一天她告诉我她的秘诀。
She was out on a walk. Strolling,
他在外面散步,
when she was strolling your father, David.
他在, 用推车推着David, 大卫,
David is their oldest son.
大卫是他最年长的儿子。
And this was when we were in Shanghai. She told me this story.
我们在上海的时候, 周师母告诉我这个故事。
She made a promise to the Lord.
他向神立约,
I will never answer my husband back.
她说我绝不回嘴，绝不对丈夫回嘴。I'm
still working on that one.
我现在仍然在操练这个。But
I saw it in real life.
但在现实生活中。He
spoke and she followed.
她活出了她所说的。I
loved him dearly. He was, to me, a great teacher.
我非常的保爱他，因为对我来说，他是一个伟大的老师。
And as I look back, I see he was training me, and I didn't know it.
当我回首过往，发现他一直都在训练我，不知不觉中他在训练我。
When we first started out,
当我们开始的时候,
we had one meeting together in Dallas.
我们在达拉斯有一个特会。
And afterward, he called Jim and I into a private room.
会后，他把我和Jim叫到一个 比较私密的房间里。And
he set me straight.
他开始纠正我。He
corrected me.
他开始纠正我。He
told me what I was doing wrong in that meeting and how I should not have done this and I should not have done that.
他告诉我在会中我做错了什么，我本来应该这样做，我本来应该那样做。Well,
it was very strong.
那是很比较强烈的话。
I'm very sensitive.
我是一个敏感的人。
But the Lord gave me special grace not to say anything.
但主给了我特别的恩典，没有说任何的话。
We went back into a second meeting.
我们回到第二场聚会。
And something happened in that meeting. You probably, I don't know if all of you could understand it, but he corrected me about talking too long.
也许你们可能不太了解。
Don't shake your head, yes. He's a friend. You know, I didn't do this. I said, Jim, I'm not going to say a word in this meeting.
然后我说，哦，这场聚会我一句话都不敢讲了。
But something happened in that meeting.
但这场聚会里有一些事情发生。
I didn't answer him back. God gave special grace, you know, just grace.
我一句话都没有回，但是神给了我们特别的恩典。
And in that meeting, the next one, nobody said anything.
在这场聚会中，没有人讲一句话。
The entire meeting.A blanket of God's presence came down.
在整个聚会中，神的同在就厚厚地覆盖在我们的上面。
And God spoke to our hearts without a human voice.
神对我们的心用，好像是人的声音对我们的心。
Another favorite recollection was in Taiwan. Mary, you were with us. You were leading the worship team.
另外一个宝贵的记忆是，当我们在台湾的时候，那一次玛丽你在带领一个特别的聚会。
And all of a sudden the music stopped, and I opened my eyes and I looked up on the platform.
突然音乐停止了，我张开眼睛，我看一下讲台。
Brother Chow was on his face.
周牧师面伏于地。
He was lying flat.
他就完全俯伏在地上。
I think your father might have been in that meeting, David. Your father, David.
我记得大卫也在那场聚会当中。
But that's an unforgettable coming of the Lord.
那是难以忘怀的经历，因为主特别的临到我们。
With the minister lying flat.
牧师们都俯伏在地上。
So the greatest part of our ministry was the presence of the Lord manifested.
所以我们事工最重要的部分就是主耶稣他自己的同在被彰显出来。
Other corrections Pastor Chow gave me were how he would tell me I'm scheduled to do this, and then he would change his mind.
另外一个周牧师给我的教导就纠正就是他有的时候给我一些日历表让我什么时候做什么，但后来他会改变他的计划。
You know, he was a journalist. I was to write a report of everything to send the family through our travels.
因为他是记者，那我需要写一些我们关于我们旅行服饰的报告给周家。
I would give it to him for a Senate, and he would correct it three times.
我会给他这个报告，他会给我改三次至少。
And maybe when I thought it was just right, because I'm a perfectionist too, or at least I thought I was till I met him.
我想他也许因为觉得应该这样做，当然了，我也是一个完美主义者，在我遇见他之前至少是这样。
Well, he corrected one more time.
但是他又改了一次。
Or he'd take me to a meeting where nobody could translate for me.
有的时候他把我带到一个聚会，没有人为我翻译。
The presence of the Lord would come, and I didn't care who translated or didn't.
但神的同在就临到我们当中，所以我也不在乎谁是不是有人为我翻译。
But there was one meeting where he told me I should be teaching three times that week.
在有一次的聚会中，他告诉我那一个礼拜我应该有三次的教导。
Well, then he said, no, I got somebody else that came in. You just do this one. Cut it short.
但是后来他又告诉我，我有另外的人选了，所以你就把它压缩就好了。
So he was teaching me to be flexible, in and out, in and out.
所以他一直在教导我
，more
要有弹性，要。
Sometimes more out than in.
有的时候更多的被改变。
Jesus, how can I cut this short? It's a three-day lesson.
那我说主耶稣，我怎么能把三天的课程压缩到一次的课程？
Well, the Lord reminded me how he did it. Pastor wanted me to teach on humility.
主就提醒我他自己是怎么做的，因为他是怎样教导谦卑的。
So we were in a hotel.And I borrowed a basin, and we had that water pitcher, and I asked Pastor Lai if I could wash her feet. She worked with me.
在那个特会，我们是在一个旅馆里，所以我就请他们给了我一个水盆，还有毛巾，我就请赖牧师说，我可不可以为你洗脚。
And the Lord came so marvelously in that little meeting. I washed the lady's feet.
在那场聚会中生主耶稣非常奇妙的临到我们当我为女姐妹们洗脚的时候
When I sat down
当我坐下的时候
Sister Nancy came over and washed my feet
周师母就过来洗了我的脚
They were precious to me
他们对我非常宝贵
They treated me like their daughter. She always loved me.
他们把我当作女儿一样看待，他们总是这样的爱我。
When the spirit came down in the meeting, she would take my hand and we danced together.
当神的灵降在会场中，他就周师母就拉着我的手，我们一起跳领舞。
She loved to dance in the spirit.
她非常喜爱跳领舞。
When one of us were sick, she prayed with a force of fire.And one day, I had to speak and had no voice.
当我们生病的时候，他就为我们的祷告带着圣灵的火。有一次我失声了。
And Pastor wasn't speaking, so he said, you talk, Martha.
那周牧师他说他不要分享，所以他让我来分享。
Well, Sister Nancy laid her hands on me, and I was instantly healed.
周师母就按手在我身上，我立即就得医治了。
She may have appeared to many people as being quiet and still, but when she prayed in the Holy Spirit, the power of God was in the prayer.
对很多人的印象，她好像是很安静，很安静，没有什么话。但是当她在圣灵里祷告的时候，她的祷告带着圣灵的话。
Often she was praying for you. We heard your names.
当她为你祷告的时候，你就能听到你的名字。
And the grandchildren.
他为他的儿女们祷告的时候，我们听到他儿女的名字和孙辈的名字。
Never forgetting them.
他从来不会忘记他们。
There's more, lots more, but
有很多很多的回忆。
I tried to time that for 2 minutes.
我就压缩到三分钟。
I'm number two, Martha.
我是第二个玛莎。
Our next speaker is Sister Ruth.
下一位上来分享的是郭牧师。
我认识周牧师应该有30年了。
It's been 30 years that I've known Pastor Zhao.
30 years. 我92年第一次在加州遇见他。
I first met him in California.
他是去带领我们那个教会系统的一个特会。
He was leading a conference.
那个牧师就把我介绍给他。
So my pastor introduced me to Pastor Chow.
我也是刚刚进那个教会的。
That's also just my time starting at that church.
那个时候他刚讲完道。
After he finished his preaching.
我就跟他讲说周牧师你以后要常来啊。
I told Pastor Chow, you should visit us more often.
然后再过20年。
Then 20 years later,
我第一次来参加特会。
First time I came here to attend a conference.
他在这里介绍我。
Here he introduced me.
他就说20年前我在加州遇见郭牧师。
20 years I saw Pastor Ruth in California.
他跟我说你要多来啊。
She told me that I should come often.
为什么我会这样讲呢？
I'm saying this.
因为我从小的时候看高阳夫人的书劳伦斯弟兄的书我的心已经是倾向而且已经在内在生活 这里边。
So, when I was young, I was reading the books of Madame Guillon and also Brother Lawrence and my heart has been leaning toward that teaching.
但是我从中国到美国我没有找到这一批人。
But from China to US, I've not found anyone who is following that teaching.
所以当我第一次碰到周牧师的时候
So when the first time I met Pastor Chow,
我就知道说他讲的正是我在找我在 follow 的。
I knew that what he was teaching is exactly what I was looking for.
那他也可能也印象很深觉得这个人是知道我的是欣赏我的 teaching. 所以20年后他仍然记得我讲过这句话。
So he still remember what I told him, partly because Pastor Ruth appreciates the teaching.
后来他差不多隔一两年他都有走到加州。
Then, after that, now and then, he will visit California.
无论是大聚会小聚会我都会参加。
Doesn't matter if there's a big conference or small meetings, I will go to Pastor Chow's meetings.
但是对在 JMI 来说
But to JMI
我是整个团队里面最后一个加入的。
I consider myself the very last one to join.
所以我算是很新的人。
So to the team, I'm quite new.
但是我真的是非常感谢周牧师。
But I'm very thankful to Pastor Chow.
我觉得特别是在华人教会里边
Especially among Chinese churches.
曾经有一些前辈
There are some forerunners.
他们有比较注重内在生命的问题。
Sometimes there are some emphasis on the teaching about inner life.
像比较出名的尼托森弟兄。
Yeah, one of them is Brother Watchman Nee.
其实我跟周牧师都曾经在这个教会系统。
And so Watchman Nee has established a system, and the Pastor John and I was once a part of that system.
他是非常他本人是非常注重内在生活跟跟随圣灵的。
He emphasizes the inner life and the following the Holy Spirit.
但是他好像找不到一条路带大家都能够进入。
But it doesn't seem that Watchman Nee can point a way for everyone to enter.
所以当特别是 JMI 有了网校之后
So especially for a JMI having set up the online classes
我就看到周牧师在带大家进入这个内在生活
And so that Pastor Chow start leading everyone and to enter into that inner life
所以我敢说他是华人教会里边第一个带大家进入内在生活的先锋
So I would consider him one of the pioneers leading Chinese into this teaching of inner life.
这也是我就 run to him.
There's also a reason that I started run to him and following him.
我记得大概是2016年底，我自己飞到达拉斯去。
About 2016, I flew myself to Dallas.
我去了解整个网校啊，还有这个教导的系统。
To understand how the online classes operate.
我就觉得神要我加入。
Then I feel like God was telling me to join a JMI.
所以在大概17年有一天在一次聚会之后。
So in 2017 after a meeting.
我就跟周牧师讲，我说我已经很确定了。这里是我学习跟服侍的地方。
I told Pastor Chow that I'm very certain this will be the place where I'm going to learn and teach.
你赶我，我也不走了。
You cannot cast me out.
他说不敢不敢。
He said no, I would not dare to do.
后来我就定步在这里了。
And so that I settled with the JMI.
也谢谢大家接纳我。
And I'm also very thankful that everyone accepting me.
我就参加了这服事的团队。
So I started joining this ministry.
看到真的是给华人教会非常大的祝福。
So I see a great blessing JMI has brought to the Chinese Christians.
是。还有周牧师给我一个印象就是他真的是一个记者，非常非常细致。
Another thing that Pastor Chow has left an impression upon me is that he was a journalist, so he was very detail oriented.
大概在19年，我就跟他讲到说，我们需要有一本很简单的带大家，即使粗信的都可以看得懂，很快就可以进入内在生活的指南书这样。
In 2019, I told him that we should build a small booklet and with some simple guidance to lead Christians, even for a beginner to start in their life.
他就说是啊，是很需要。
And he agreed.
后来就神感动我。
Then the Lord prompted me.
刚好在 COVID-19.
Prior to the pandemic.
大家都在家里。
So everyone stayed home.
很奇妙的圣灵就抓住我的手就把它写出来
The Holy Spirit used my hand to start writing that guide
后来我就跟周牧师说你要帮我看一下帮我 帮我检查一下。
Then I asked Pastor Cha to read the content.
刚好那时候他要搬家了。
At that time he was about to move.
但是他答应说一定会。
But he told me he promised he will finish reviewing the content.
然后在最后一天，搬家的最后一天。
Just the very last day prior to his moving.
他就说他说哦里边有不少错的，我要帮你改改字。
And he told me there are many errors in the content, and I need to make some corrections.
不是内容的问题，是可能用词的问题。
It's just about some wording and the flow of the sentences, things like that.
他说，我真的可以跟你改吗？
then he asked me, can I really make corrections for you?
我说，当然了。
I said, sure.
他说，因为以前我曾经帮人家改过。那个人要打我。
Because he said I proofread someone's work and almost got beaten by that someone.
我说哦，我就是需要你帮我改，我才放心。
I said, oh no no no, of course I need your help. Now I will feel comfortable.
还有一次，我们第一次在 Zoom 上边有一个特惠的海报。
And there's also one time we were building drafting some poster for a conference.
然后我跟那个设计的人改了又改，改了又改。
So I was discussing with the designer, and we have some several reiterations.
最后给周牧师看。
And then we sent it for Pastor Charles to review.
他一看就看到其中一个字是错的。
And immediately he picked out a word which is incorrect.
我们说哇，他的眼睛真的。不知道是什么做的。
I was saying, he has good eyes. I don't know what's made, what his eyes were made of.
Okay, 我想我也还是要分享一点师母的。
Also, I will share a little bit about Mrs. Chow.
除了大家刚才分享的。
In addition to everyone has shared.
我也曾经在 Plano 跟他们住过一段时间。
I also stayed and lived with them for a short period of time in Plano, Texas.
就是我要上课的时候，我喜欢过来 Plano， 因为在加州太早了，早上四点钟。
Every time when it's my turn to teach, I would love to go to Plano and stay there because the class time schedule for California is just way too early.
然后我就住在团契。
So I lived at the fellowship house.
他说除了上课，我还有其他一些聚会。
So in addition to the classes, I also have other meetings.
每一次师母都来参加。
And every time Mrs. Chow will come to my meetings.
她已经坐轮椅了。
Even though she was in a wheelchair already.
但是她不愿意错过一次。
But she didn't want to miss any meeting.
那有时候我就会邀请她为大家祷告在线上。
So sometimes I will ask her to pray for everyone online.
然后很多人就跟我说，哇，好大的祝福哦。
And many will compliment such a great blessing to have her prayer.
还有一次就是我听到她接一个电话。
There's also one time she was answering a call.
人家好像是找牧师，牧师不在，是师母也可以。
Someone was looking for Pastor Chow, but Mrs. Chow is fine.
那时候牧师没空。
At that time, Pastor Chow was occupied.
师母就接了。
So Mrs. Shaw answered the call.
我看到她在电话里边辅导那个人。
And I saw how she talked to the person on the other side of the phone.
二三十分钟。
For about 20 or 30 minutes.
好清楚。
And she was very clear.
好 biblical.
And she was very biblical in her sharing and saying.
还为她祷告。
She also prayed for that individual.
后来他讲完之后
，And after finishing the call，
我说师母你好 sharp。
And I told her, Mrs. Chow, you are so sharp。
因为平时人家都觉得他好像记性已经不好了，讲话也不太清楚。
Because a lot of time we don't feel like Mrs. Chow being strong enough to remember things or talk clear。
但是他服侍起来完全不一样。
But when she serves, she's like a different person。
完全是一个圣灵充满的人。
She's been filled by Holy Spirit, you can tell.
Okay, 我想。
I think that's my time.
Next is Emma.
Emma 姐妹下一位。
Hallelujah, 终于等到一个年轻版的。
Finally, I have a younger story.
我碰见周牧师的时候，他就是一个老人了。
When I met Pastor Chow, he is old already.
就是他最老的时候，就是他70岁到90岁的时候。
That's the oldest years for him, from his 70 to his 90s.
然后那个时候我30出头，然后我就觉得他没什么伟大的。
At that time, I was in my early 30s, and I did not really regard him as important.
就是我也不知道他是，我没有听过他的名字，我也不知道他传讲什么。
I've never heard of him, and I don't know what he teaches.
然后我觉得我自己已经蛮成熟的基督徒，我已经被圣灵充满，我会说方言了。
I consider myself a mature Christian. I speak in tongue, and I know very well.
所以呢，在我早期跟周牧师相处的时候呢，我现在回想起来是很悖逆的。
So, when I recall my early days, interacting with the Pastor Xiao, I was very rebellious.
我觉得他讲的不全都有道理。
I didn't agree with everything he said.
而且我有时候会对他讲的不满意。
Sometimes I talk back.
早上飞燕牧师讲的那个，他走过那个一个桌子跟一个年轻同工道歉，那个人就是我。
So Pastor Fei Yan shared a story about how Pastor Xiao apologized to a coworker this morning. That coworker being apologized to was me.
我那时候真的觉得他道歉的非常好。
So I thought he did the right thing by apologizing to me.
因为我觉得我很委屈。
Because I thought that I suffered.
但是我这次来营地。
But this time I came to the ground.
我只有五分钟，不能哭。
Yeah, I should not spend my time crying because I only have 5 minutes.
刚才开场牌不算，重新再来五分钟。
can I have my timer restarted?
我踏进来营地，我就看到他的影子。
So, when I came upon the ground, I saw him here.
我就一直悔改。
Then I repent.
其实我以前已经悔改过了。
Actually, I have already repented many times.
然后唱到那一首《耶稣耶稣我的性命》。
And when we sing that song, Jesus, Jesus, my life.
我没有办法唱。
I cannot continue.
因为我很想他们。
Because I miss them so much.
我没有办法唱，我只能哭。
I couldn't finish. I could only weep.
其实我是一个很喜乐的人。
In fact, I'm a joyful one.
那我知道那个是耶稣，是他的同在。
I know it's God's presence.
所以我知道，其实周牧师师母呢，如果你把耶稣拿掉，他们就是非常平凡的老人。
So I know if you remove Jesus from both of them, they are just as normal aged person.Would be.
但是我想起来，我现在要说的是，他们是平凡的老人，但是他们带着不平凡。他们是平凡中带着不平凡的老人。
I know them. They are great people. Even though they look normal, that's the best thing.
然后我知道，我每次想他们，我在哭，都是因为耶稣。
So I know, I realize this, every time when I miss them and I weep, it's all because of Jesus.
其实我一直在想说，五分钟怎么追思他们呢？五分钟。
I kept thinking how I can remember them in just 5 minutes.
来营地之前，我带我四个小孩去剪头发。
Prior to coming here, I brought my 4 kids to barber shop.
然后我就开始哭了。
And I started weeping.
因为我就想到以前周牧师头发长了，都叫我帮他剪。
Because I remember how I was Pastor Charles' barber.
然后我就在理发店开始哭了。
And at the barber shop, I started weeping.
我就不管他们。
And I just did not care about my children.
不是，我 care 我的 children. 我说我不管那些人，我不管那些人怎么看我，可能他觉得他我是不是在讨厌的。 然后我去 Sam's Club， 我去买菜。
Whenever I go to Sam's Club，
然后我也开始哭。
Then I started crying。
因为以前我都是，特别是他们比较老的时候，这几年我都，我会，周牧师会带他去看医生，然后去完医生那里，他就会说，哦，我去 Sam's Club 拿药，顺便要买一些东西，所以我要帮他推那个推车，他说不要不要，这个当好。当我的那个 walker， 我可以这样走。
Because in their later years, I always drive Pastor Chow to doctor's office, and after seeing a doctor, he will also wants to go to Sam's Club, and I want to push the car for him, but he will say, "Let me push the car, and this can be my walker."
然后我就跟他在那边逛，所以我在想，这样说五分钟追思周牧师师母，我真的不晓得怎么五分钟追思他们。
So when John told me about a 5 minutes deal, and I was just thinking, I couldn't really finish that in 5 minutes.
所以我在最后的，我最感谢周牧师的，现在才开始说正题。我最感谢他们的就是。他们把我带进来并享受耶稣他自己。
This is one most thankful for Pastor Charles' teaching that he has guided me and led me into God's presence to enjoy Jesus.
真的是进入享受。其实这个事实，他在他们回天家就变得更强烈。
So not just entering, but also enjoying Jesus, and especially after their passing, this teaching and guidance has become so real.
我觉得周牧师他还活着，师母也还活着。
I feel like both of them are still alive.
他们还在纠正我。
Yes, still correcting me.
我就在前阵子，我要做一个决定，我不晓得怎么决定。
Not too long ago, I had to make a decision, and I don't know how to make that decision.
然后我跪下来祷告的时候，那个主的声音就是周牧师的声音，周牧师的语气跟我说 ：“Emma， 你要简单。”
So at that time, I kneeled down and prayed, and God spoke to me just like how Pastor would tell me, and his message is, "Emma, be simple."
他其实就是周牧师在对我讲话，他就是他常常讲的话，然后圣灵用那个声音对我讲话。
So it's been like the way Pastor Chow has been telling me. So Holy Spirit uses Pastor Chow's voice to speak to me.
然后他说 ：“Emma， 你要简单，圣灵怎么带你就怎么跟。”
So he told me that Emma just be simple, just simply follow the Holy Spirit.
我就在想，中世还活着，但是我觉得那圣经也这样讲，不是只有我讲，我念给你们听。
I feel like they are still alive, and it's just not me saying. Also, the Bible says that too.
约翰福音十一章二十五、二十六节，耶稣对他说
：“John 11:25-26。”
复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。最重要的是后面这一句，主跟我说。我同意你说的，他们还活着。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？
John 11:25-26, especially the second part of the verse, the 26.
所以他说，凡活着信他的人，信耶稣的人必永远不死。我信这话。
I believe what's said in the Bible here, and they are still alive.And they never die.
我觉得他们还是活着，而且他们的信息仍然在说话，而且这个信息会越传越广。
I feel they are still alive, and their message is still speaking, and their message would be spread more broadly.
我其实还有很多要讲。
I still have many to tell.
我自从John跟我说五分钟呢，我就写了很多五分钟的五分钟，很多五分钟。
And ever since John told me about them 5 minutes, I have come up with something to share for many different 5 minutes.
然后我今天讲的是另外一个五分钟。
So for today, it's just one of those 5 minutes.
然后现在这个时间是我很想睡觉的时候。
Actually, I'm very sleepy right now.
但是我很感谢主，还有一件就是我参与他的文字工作。
Also, another thing that I'm very thankful is that I get to be involved in his writing.
从比较年轻的时候到现在五十几岁，还是很年轻。
From when I was younger till now, I'm in my 50s.
我发现我的改变，还有周牧师的改变。我的改变是以前我会很不耐烦他那个文字哈、哦、改来改去啊，改到好多遍，然后最后那一遍就是第一次他写的那个。
So I found Pastor Zhao has changed. I have also changed in this process. And he was in his writing, he will have many iterations, and the very last correction and iteration will go back to the very first version when he just started.
然后我就会心里说，那你干嘛找我麻烦？我花那么多时间改，这是我很年轻的时候。
That was how I feel when I was very young. I was very impatient. And I thought he was looking for trouble.
然后在他写的最后一本书的时候，我也帮他打字，但是这一次真的非常不一样。我发现他好谦卑，好有耐心，把我吓到了。
And the very last time that when I can type his writing for him, he is totally changed. And this time he is very humble, and that surprised me.
我到团礼拜四到团契上班，他走到那个桌子前，他叫我校对，他过来问我，这一章你看了有什么问题吗
？And last time when I was proofreading his writing, he would ask me, "What do you think about this? What are your thoughts?"
我那个时候，我突然很感动，很感动，因为我发现，当我跟他讲，哦，这一段我不太明白，我觉得好像这样写不对，不是不对，我忘了怎么跟他讲，然后他就很慢、很仔细的跟我解释。
I was deeply moved when I share my thoughts with him, and he would be very patient explaining to me why he writes that this way.
然后我就知道，我那个时候就是他知道他在教我。
At that time, I then learned that he was actually teaching me.
他不只想要让我帮他校对，他希望我能够吸收他的东西。
Not only I proofread for him, but also at the same time, he wants me to absorb what he has put into writing.
他会问我意见。
He will ask me for my opinions.
这个会真的让我有一点啊，所以我就觉得，我认识周牧师这个他最老的这个二十年，他真的改变很多。
So I can testify in his last 20 years on earth, he has changed a lot.
我也改变很多。
And of course, I was changed as well.
我觉得那个真的是耶稣的工作，圣灵的工作。
I really feel like it's the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of God.
他的书真的非常好，我们那个 library 还有很多书，大家买一点回去好不好？
Yeah, we have his books here, so please buy some. And those are great works.
半箱送，打五折。
We're going to have a huge discount.
因为你们如果不买的话，我要背回达拉斯很重的，所以。
If you don't buy the books, I'll carry them back to Dallas.
Buy some, okay? Bye bye.
I think Alice, she took yours. No, Alice, we're right. Sister Alice, please come.
好，圣秋姐妹，下一位。
哈利路亚，感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我真的是觉得是神的恩典啊。
It's really His grace, God's grace.
因为我是真的是从慕道友的时候就开始认识宗牧师了。
So I know Pastor Zhao when I was not a believer yet.
所以我在教会，我刚刚去教会才一个多月，结果周牧师受邀到我们教会去姐妹会分享，他就讲圣灵充满。
So it's about a month after I started going to church, Pastor Chow was invited to our church to preach.
所以在那一天，我就被圣灵充满。
And on that day, I was baptized by the Holy Spirit when Pastor Chow preached.
所以从那一天开始，周牧师到在哪里聚会，我就跟着去。
So starting from that day, wherever Pastor Zhao go preach, I will follow.
甚至于有一天是一个同工的一个祷告聚会，我也去了。
Even for one day, there's a meeting for coworkers, to come together and pray.
结果我去到那里，他就来拍拍我，他就说：“姐妹，你怎么知道今天的聚会呢？”
So when I went there, he came and asked me, "Sister, how do you know about the meeting, the meeting today.
我说我也不知道，总是有人告诉我说，打电话告诉我说，今天周牧师在哪里有聚会。
And I told him that I don't know exactly why, but someone would just call me and let me know where and when Pastor Chow is going to have a meeting.
所以我就是这样一直的跟着周牧师学习，甚至于我受洗也是周牧师为我受洗。
So I continue to follow Pastor Chow, and also I was baptized by him.
所以他真的就是我的属灵的父亲。
So he is my spiritual father.
Yeah, 从零一直到现在。
From zero to now.
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, 就是这样一直跟着他。那其实我自己刚开始我也是不清楚，比较懵懵懂懂的，不知道，也不知道周牧师在做什么。
When I just started, I did not understand much about his ministry.
可是感谢主，一直到后来，好参加他的服事，就是2006年开始的达拉斯特会，在之后他也是这样带着我们出去这样服事。
And then starting from 2006, I started joining his ministry and following him to where he ministers.
特别是在2015在华美教会服事。
Especially in 2015.We were having a meeting at the CCCMD.
那一次在华美教会，因为那个教会是他建立的那个教会嘛，哈。
That's a church that he founded.
那一次的话，其实是 Mary， 他也带着我们说要有一些敬拜。
There's also a time that Mary told us that we're going to lead the worship.
那 Mary 也真的是之前。我们花了很多时间就是在祷告，为这些敬拜祷告祈祷这样子。
So spend time praying and preparing.
结果第一天敬拜完之后，后来 Mary 告诉我说她有感动，第二天要我去带敬拜。
So the first day after our meeting, Mary told me that she feels like I should lead the worship on second day.
所以那一天我也经历到一个很奇妙的一个经历，一个那样的敬拜，就是台上台下是这样融洽，是融在一起的敬拜。
To me, that was a very special experience because we leading a worship and also the brother and sister following the worship, we are in one spirit.
我回去跟我先生说，我从来没有经历过这样的敬拜。
I told my husband that I have never experienced any worship like this.
我当然知道这是圣灵的工作。
I know it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
那这个又要讲到再往前
I need to bring my story backward.
因为在达拉斯的时候有一次也是我们有一个小型的聚会。
In Dallas, there's one time we have a small meeting.
那一天聚会的时候，周牧师事先都完全都没有讲。
And Pastor Chow did not make any announcement about the meeting.
大概要开始的前五分钟，他跟我讲说：“圣秋，你来带敬拜。”
Just about 5 minutes prior to the meeting, he told me that Sister Alice, you're going to lead the worship.
其实我的个性是一个很胆小的。
I was very shy.
然后牧师知道，所以在他的祷告，他常常为我的祷告，就是求主要赐给我一个刚强壮胆的心。
And he always prayed to the Lord for me that the Lord give me a brave heart.
因为我昨天晚上听到玛莎牧师讲，就是说周牧师说他要来带领我们这一些年轻的姐妹，他就希望我们能够起来。
Pastor Chow wants us to be able to be built up.
所以我就想到这一段，真的是他的用心良苦。他其实他就是一直在给我们机会，他想要真的是要把我们这样子带起来。
So I remember now that how he has been trying to grow the next generation's Christian.
那特别是在之后2017
We had a meeting in New Hampshire.
2017在 New Hampshire 聚会，他也要让我们还有之后我又就是从纽约营地聚会之后回去，我又跟着凤莲牧师单独去休斯顿。 在第二年又跟着郭牧师去了休斯顿，就是几次的这样的服侍啦，就是个别的。
Then after that, there was several mission trips.
那每次出去的时候，那我当时我就是临时我就会给他写报告，我告诉他说我们今天聚会怎么样怎么样。
Well, sometimes we will travel to a mission trip without Pastor Chow, but I will write in a report to let me know how the meeting went today.
我没有想到他很高兴。
I didn't realize he was very happy receiving my reports.
我真的是很讶异。
I was very surprised by that.
可是后来我知道了。
But later I found out why.
因为他看到我们在进步，在成长。
Because he sees that we're being growing in Christ.
我想其实这就是他神给他的一个托付。
So I now see that's how God has put in his heart as part of his duties.
因为他后来就是 Jeremiah 事工，后来有一个周一的同工训练会。
At Jeremiah, we have a Monday meeting just to train God's co-workers.
他就是为神，就是好像在寻找，也是培训很多能够传承。那个传讲这个内在生活讯息的这一帮人。
He was seeking and teaching the servant of God.
所以我在那里的话，我发现周牧后来我慢慢明白这一切，
so、
他所
later,
做的这一切。
I start to understand all his work and his doing.
所以他对我们的这一位，我们等于跟他在马里兰，所带的这个聚会这一批大哥哥大姐姐们。是不一样的。
So, his teaching and his experience here is very different from what he had with the CCCMD. He is teaching disciples here.
就像刚才 Emma 姐妹讲一样，我们是比较年轻，所以有的时候我们跟不了解周牧师他的心意，所以有的时候反而让牧师也会很担心，让他好像也很为难，有的时候我们会觉得说，啊，牧师这么大年纪还要忍受我们这一些。
Sometimes we don't really understand what Pastor Chow wants to do, and so.
所以我们一直觉得说，周牧师他真的是很谦卑，很谦卑。
So he Pastor Chow has been humble.
这个是他在这个属灵上面真的是很关心我们每一个人，他常常为我们祷告，所以当我们有一点点进步，他真的是很快乐。
He cares about our spiritual well-being, so whenever he sees some growth in us, he's happy.
所以在这一点，我也可以感觉得到，他好像就是跟主耶稣一样，他为这个神的殿、神的家是这样的着急。
To me, he's like Jesus. He cares and concerned about God's temple and God's dwelling place.
他希望我们是这样的，能够快快的长大。
He wants us to grow mature in Christ.
那周牧师师母他回天家之后，后来我自己也开始带小组，因为之前牧师也是一直鼓励我，一直鼓励我。
After going back to heaven, I started leading a small group just because of Pastor Chow's encouragement.
所以在带小组的时候，我们是用他写的书啊，我们来这样进行这个小组。
We use his book to conduct the small group meetings.
所以我们每次在读那个书的时候，就仿佛牧师他还一直在他的话一直在我们的里面。
So every time when we read his books, it's like a Pastor Chow is still here and continues to speak to us.
就好像 Emma 刚才讲的，虽然周牧师师母回到天家，可是我们觉得他还在我们的中间，他的言行举止一直在我们的里面。
Even though they have gone back to heaven, but it feels like just what Emma has shared, he's still with us, he's still among us.Teaching us and speaking to us.
Yeah, 我很感谢他，他不只关心我们属灵的，他对我们的家庭，对我们家孩子、先生或者谁，他都很关心。
He cares about our spiritual well-being, but also about our family members as well.
Yeah, 感谢主。那还有的话，我也想分享一下师母。
I also like to talk a little bit about Mrs. Chow.
师母给我最大的这个怀念，就是在属灵上哈，就是当他在最后他身体不好的时候，他摔跤之后，他身体比较软弱嘛哈。
After Mrs. Chow fell at one time and she became weaker.
但是每一次的聚会，他都要跟我们一块。
But for every single meeting, she wanted to be with us.
有一天聚会，他就大哭了。
And she cried very loud in one of the meetings.
他说：“主啊，我在他们中间是最小的。”
She said, "Lord, I'm the least among these."
主啊，求你来帮助我。
Lord, help me.
你的圣灵来充满我。
Your Holy Spirit fill me.
他说：“哦，你要让我里面的火一直烧， oh, 一直烧，不能熄灭。”
Lord, that the fire continue to burn in me. Don't let it quench.
这句话真的是好像一直在我们的心里头。
That's my heart.
因为我们知道牧师师母他们是这么的爱耶稣。
I know they love Jesus so much.
所以当他们离开的时候，后来杰妈有一个也是一个追思会。那我们在追思会的时候，我们几个姐妹我们就选了这一首《耶稣，耶稣，我的性命》。
So we have a small memorial service among our sisters after they have gone back to heaven, and we also chose this song.Jesus, Jesus, my life as the song.
所以当每次唱的时候，就像艾玛姐妹所说的一样，我们就更多的怀念在里头。我们知道周牧师师母他们一生就是为主这样的摆上，这么的爱主。
So, every time when we sing that song, we remember them even more dearly, and we remember their love and how they have served the Lord faithfully all their life.
感谢主，我想这就是周牧师在属灵上其实留给我们很大的祝福，有一个很大的产业。
Pastor Chow has left us a great spiritual wealth and inheritance.
所以当周牧师离开的时候，我觉得我们几个同工姐妹，我们都觉得说，甚至于这些老师，我们觉得说我们要一直继续下去。
So after they have moved on, I feel like we should continue this ministry.
我们要跟着周牧师师母他们前面这样，他们在前面带领我们，我们跟着他们走就没错了。
We will follow the path they have walked down.
哈利路亚，荣耀归神。
Glory,
我就分享到这好了。
To God be the glory.
Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day.Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.Now we have two more from JMI, but our brother Eric, who is cooking for us, needs to be back in the kitchen. And he would like to share something before he has to take off his tie. Come.
Oh, may I have 那个 brother Eric 先分享，因为他待会要回厨房去。那在他之后还有两位 JMI 的同工。
So it's okay if we're delayed. I know the cook. And sisters, it's okay that you got emotional. I cried too when I found out I only had 5 minutes. Brother John, I took my presentation and I put it in strips, so I stick to my notes.
我把我要分享的放一些小纸条上面。
Camp is special for three main reasons, and all of you know it.
就大家所知道，这个营地它有三个原因让它非常非常特别。
You can't deny God's glory in His creation.
我们都知道神他的创造还有他的荣美。
You know Jesus walks these grounds and the meetings are special.
你知道耶稣就在这里，他行走在我们的会议当中。
But we don't often talk about the lives that intersect and impact us, the friendships that are forged here.
但是很多时候我们并不完全知道，就是那些对我们造成影响的那些生命。
I have to digress. Just because Brother Phil was my counselor in Natick and Onantum, and my bunkmate for many years, Andy Smith, is here. Because lives impress you at camp, and they follow you, and friendships grow, and they last.
Phil 牧师他是我以前在这边做 camper 的时候，他是做我的那个辅导员，然后就是那样的友谊还有他的影响就是这样不断的留下来，然后那些关系就不断的增长。
He'd want lean-to inspection as when we were campers. He'd want to inspect the lean-tos.
那时候我们住在后面那些小木屋，然后那个Phil 牧师他要来检查我们的房间。
So he'd make us rake the dirt around the lean-to in nice straight lines.
我们就放一些土在那个小木屋的外面。
And then when he was done inspecting, he'd walk by and say, I approve. And he'd put his foot right in the middle of the dirt.
然后等到检查完之后呢，他就说 OK, 这样都可以了。然后他一走出去，他讲，马上就踩在那些土上面。
He would say, now we have to rake it again.
然后就跟他说，哎，这样的话我们就又必须要再整理一次了。
But he'd start walking away to the other side, and he'd stamp his foot again, smiling.
然后他这次又走到另外一个地方，又踩在那个土上。这次他在微笑。
But we've been friends for many decades now.
然后我们已经是好几十年的朋友。
But in 1998, another friendship came into my life.
然后在98年的时候，我又开始了另外新的友谊。
The first Labor Day retreat I cooked at.
那个是劳工节的那个特会，我也是在这里厨房帮忙。
Brother Jack was there.
然后周牧师在这里。
And Brother Edwin and Brother Edwin Walfogel was the senior minister for those weekends.
还有那时候小吴老牧师也在这里。
Pastor Robert Graber.
还有那个Robert 牧师。
So imagine with the three of them, the meetings were profound.
所以当你知道当他们三个在一起的时候，那个会议绝对那个聚会绝对是很棒的。
So I got to know Brother Jack during those weekends, year after year.
我就是从那个周末开始，我认识了周牧师，然后就后来一年一年的。
But then in the early 2000s, I was working on a project for the fellowship.
然后在2000年的时候，我为团契做了一个案子。
We began to connect by phone.
然后那时候我就开始跟他在电话上有更多的联络。
And we would talk about writing and publishing.
然后我们在讨论一些关于出版的事情。
And so it was a friendship that began and took place over all these years, and it grew even stronger when the Inner Life Retreat came to camp.
所以那个友谊就不断的这样增长，然后它越来越强壮，就是特别是在那个周牧师把那个内在生活的特会搬到营地这里来开始之后。
With all that he had to do,
在周牧师他所做的一切
at every retreat,
在每个特会当中。
He always found time to pull me off the stove.
然后他总是会找时间来跟我说话。
And visit with me.
然后他就在我旁边。
Sister Nancy and Brother Jack, what I observed about them.
还有周师母，当时我对他们观察是这样的。
I don't know if you've noticed it in a lot of the pictures. I don't know if it's in all the pictures.
你们可能看过很多的照片，但是我不确定你们有没有看过这样的。
But did you ever notice the two of them always lean into each other?
你们有没有注意到，就是说他们照相的时候，他们总是靠在一起的。
I don't mean a candid nod of a head.
我说不是说只是头就是这样贴在一块。
They really leaned into each other.
他们是真的就是全身就是这样靠在一起。
Look at the pictures.
你们可以去看一下他们的照片。
It was an unmistakable, invisible, and spiritual tether that bound them.
那个是一个非常奇妙的，就是那种属灵上的那种连结，然后是一种无形的。
It was their love for each other.
也就是他们对彼此的爱。
But they were also telling us in our friendships.
但是他也在我们的友谊当中，他也是这样向我们的展示。
In our family relationships.
然后还有在我们家庭的关系当中，他们也是这样展示他们的爱。
In our marriages.
然后在我们的婚姻当中。
Always make sure you're leaning into one another.
你要总是确定，就是说你们是靠近彼此的。
The tether of soul fabric that was between Sister Nancy and Brother Jack was obviously cut from a piece of very special celestial cloth.
他们之间那个亲密的关系是从一片那个非常宝贵的服饰上面所裁剪下来的。
They were pillars of prayer.
然后还有就是说祷告是他们很重要的一个支柱。
Examples before us.
然后他在我们面前设立一个很好的榜样。
Unshakable.
那个是无法动摇的
unswerving，
然后同时无法改变的
unstoppable in ministry，
然后特别是在事工里面，这些都是不会停下来的
part of an amazing generation of faith，
然后他们是这个非常信实的这个世代
now gone，
虽然说他们已经离开了
sorely missed，
我们真的非常怀念他们
but for whom we are also thankful to have known。
同时我们也感恩我们有机会来认识他们。
Brother Jack into his 90s seemed unstoppable.
然后即便是说周牧师他在90岁那样的高龄，他看起来仍然是非常的活跃。
To me he appeared tirelessly to push his ministry.
对我来说，我看到他就是不断地在扩张他的事工。
His love of Jesus.
还有就是相对就是他对耶稣的爱。
To ceaseless bounds.
然后还有那个就是跟大家那些紧密的连结。
And he left for us in his book, Practicing the Presence of God.
然后在他的书里面，他谈到就是说操练与神同在。
He wrote,
他是这样写的。
In the midst of storms,
在风暴当中,
instead of becoming upset or fearful,
与其说变得害怕或者沮丧,
the Holy Spirit has taught me to just get quiet.
然后圣灵给我的教导就是说我要变得安静。
And still before the Lord,
然后在神的面前安静。
And believe that God is in charge.
然后同时要继续的相信神掌权。
This has pulled me through some of the most difficult.
这样的操练已经带领我经过很多的困难的时刻。
And challenging situations I have faced.
还有生命当中很多的挑战。
In my life and ministry.
不单是在我个人的生活当中，也在我的事工当中。
In times of uncertainty.
在这种不确定的年代。
We can always draw near to God.
我们总是可以来靠近神。
And put our trust in Him.
然后把我们的信心安置在他身上。
Simply believing.
然后我们就简单的相信。
That He is in control of every situation.
在所有的情况当中掌权。
He lived that.
周牧师他就是活出他这里所写的。
So I leave you with a verse that came to me.
所以我要与你们分享这个经节。
That I want to leave you with in the spirit of mission and a sense of comfort.
然后我同时要希望借着这个经节带给你们安慰。
Revelation 8:1 it says.
在那个启示录第八章一到二节。
And when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
启示录八章一到二节，我就不念了。
Many.Have said that this is a fulfillment that brings us to the time of the great harvest.
很多人就说这是一个大的收割的年代。
The sealing of the great multitude.
然后我们要得着许多的灵魂。
And that this is a pause in heaven.
在那个天堂，这是一个暂停。
That it's the forecoming of the trumpets.
然后这是在那个。号角要吹响之前的时刻
and the vials
在那个香炉要倾倒之前
and the seals are broken
然后那个封印被打破了被解开了
the scripture says there's this silence
然后圣经里面提到说在那时刻有一个安静
which is not just a place and time
它不是单单只是那个时刻
it means all of heaven is silent
他说的是整个天堂都是安静的。
And you have to wonder if this is the greatest movement of intercessory prayer.
然后你会这样想，这是不是就是代祷所带来的力量呢
？Unseen in eternity.
然后就是往那个永生。
It's a verse and a thought that came to my mind because of all that Brother Jack impressed upon me personally.
为什么这个经节会来到我的里面，就是因为周牧师他所带给我的那个教导。
And it reminds me of a comment Sister Grace Schultheis once made here at camp in the palace.
然后他也提醒我，就是有一次有一个 Grace Schultheis 他来到这个营地。
We were at the dinner table in the palace talking about the great flood.
我们那时候在那个吃饭的那个地方，我们在谈那个大洪水。
And the judgment of mankind.
还有就是人的审判。
And she said there were a lot of people saved that day.
然后他提到说有很多人在那一日得救。
Before the door of the ark was shut.
然后就在那个挪亚方舟的门关起来之前，有很多人得救。
God's word will not return void.
神的话绝对是不会变成无效的。
I can't imagine the word that has spread because of Brother Jack.
我可以想象，就是说，因着周牧师的缘故，神的话语得以被传出。
And Sister Nancy alongside him.
然后当周牧师在传道的时候，周师母就是一直在周牧师的旁边。
So I thought it a profound thought.
所以这是一个非常深邃的一个想法。
And then thought of dear Brother Jack and Sister Nancy.
然后当我想到他们的时候。
That we all must now do our part.
我们现在必须要做我们该做的。
To lend ourselves continually towards that very same intercessory effort.
我们现在必须要开始继续的他们的脚步，继续做那个代祷的工作。
Before that door of the ark closes again.
在那个挪亚方舟的门再一次的被关上之前。
There's much work to do for the great harvest.
在这个大丰收，我们有很多很多的工作我们要去做。
And it is because with every fiber of my being.
然后也就是因为在我里面的一切。
I know.
我知道。
In that half hour.
在那个半小时之内。
In heaven when that silence happens.
在天堂当那个安静静默发生的时候。
Our dear brother Jack and sister Nancy.
我们的亲爱的周牧师还有周师母。
Will be in the front row.
他们会在天堂的最前面。
Before our Lord.
在我们的主的面前。
Leaning next to each other.
然后他们会在那边依然彼此的依偎。
God bless you. Thank you.
神祝福大家。
Praise the Lord. Now we have Brother Jeff and Sister Jenny.
我们有向弟兄跟小静姐妹。
Why don't you both come up together? Is that all right? And lean into one another, all right?
我们要请。向弟兄跟小静姐妹也要彼此相依偎。
OK， 我想我们是比较晚进入，跟前面几位同工。
Compared with other, we enter Pastor Chow's ministry a little late.
但是牧师给我印象最深的就是。
But his put this impression upon me.
你要简单。
Let it be simple.
因为。我发现我有些问题的时候，就是因为我复杂。
Sometimes I find challenges just because I'm just too complex.
So 第一件事情要学习的就是要 simple.
First thing to learn is to be simple.
然后呢，另外我还看见呢，他们是说出来就是能活出来的。
And they live what they preach.
他们在年老的时候其实有很多不便。
In their aged years, they have many inconveniences because of physical strength.
牧师师母需要要 walker.
Mrs. Xiao needs to walk by walker.
然后呢？可是他们呢，就是很喜乐。
But they were still very joyful.
所以我还记得他的样子。
I remember how he was like.
哈哈哈，他说。
He always said, ha ha ha.
然后他会转着，就是在房间里，我就记得他就是在前面就这么走，哈哈哈。然后师母推着那在后面跟着，哈哈哈。
I remember Pastor Chow would say, ha ha ha, and walk in this way, and Mrs. Chow would follow on her walker, saying, ha ha ha.
我是看了，我现在觉得非常的宝贵。
To me, that was such a precious impression.
因为有的时候我自己身体上有困难的时候。
Sometimes I feel inconvenient by my physical strength.
我想到牧师、师母他们那么不便。
Then I remember them.
但是他们珍惜他们的身体。
They cherish their body's bodily strength.
神所给他们的。
What God has put in them.
他 enjoy,
they enjoy,
他们享受这个，他们喜乐。
Yeah, they enjoy God's the joy God has brings to them.
所以我就说神啊，我感谢你。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, I thank you.
我至少可以做饭。
At least I can cook.
我也可以走。
I can walk.
我还可以做一些事情。
I can do something.
我感恩。
I give thanks.
因为神让我们常常喜乐。
Because God has made us joyful.
他们做到了。
And they did it.
所以不论神给了你什么。
So it doesn't matter what God has put on you.
珍惜他。
Cherish that.
因为那是神给的。
Because that's given by the Lord.
所以我就很感恩。
So I'm very thankful.
还有呢，就是因为我是搞，我跟慧杰两个人是做技术方面的东西。
My husband and I take care of a lot mechanics.
他不怎么跟我们，没有说我们什么有错。
And he did not really give us many corrections.
然后我就有一次，我跟慧杰说，我们请牧师吃饭。
There's one time I told my husband, let's bring Pastor Chow to lunch.
为什么他总 correct 他，就是给他说他们不好，怎么不讲我们？
Why he never corrected us?
我就问，我们两个就问牧师说，你做，你可以做我们的 pastor 吗？
Then I asked, can you be our pastor?
就是 mentor 好的意思。
Or mentor.
因为我需要他，我觉得他，因为我看到他，来就是说来教导其他同工，甚至其他同工就是哭起来，可是我们就没有。
Because I saw him like correcting other coworkers, but he never did that to us, and
so,
we needed that.
然后牧师说，我就是你们的牧师啊。
And pastor said to us, I'm your pastor.
所以但是牧师有一次想想帮助慧姐。
And there's one time he wanted to help Father Jeff.
他说你跟他讲一讲。他不直接跟慧杰说。
He doesn't really tell Brother Jeff by himself, but he wants me to carry the word for Brother Jeff.
你让他好好学英文。
Tell Brother Jeff to study English.
要么用中文写。用中文写，不要用英文写。
用中文写，
因为英文写的不好。
To write in Chinese, not in English.
对，英文写的不好。
Because his English is not.
哈哈哈哈哈他真的就是说他，然后呢他也是很在吃上，也他就是说很实际的生活。
He lives a very practical life.
Yeah. 然后呢他有一次他就跟我说，你做的咖喱鸡很好吃。
One time, he said to me that, Curry chicken is really good.
所以我就经常做给他吃。
And then I cook more for him.
可是他还是跟我要 recipe.
But still he asked me for a recipe.
因为我做的不够经常，就是我说我们一个月最多吃一次，一个礼拜吃一次都可以。我们家是一个月吃一次咖喱鸡。
We have a curry chicken at home once a month.
经常吃吃不了。
We cannot just have too often of that dish.
我每次做的时候我会留出来给周牧师。
Every time when I cook, I will set portion just to reserve for Pastor Chow.
所以呢他说那个，所以但是因为我一个月才给他一次。
So I only bring him a curry chicken once a month.
他说一个礼拜也可以。
But he said, you can bring me more often. You can do that weekly.
所以当主真的把牧师接走了之后，我不太愿意做咖喱鸡。
So, ever since they have gone back to heaven, I no longer feel like to make curry chicken.
因为做我就想到他。
Because every time when I cook that dish, I will remember them. I will miss them.
我还跟那个姐妹说，我们将来要去 DC 给他做咖喱鸡。
When they moved back to DC, I told that we're going to
Alice.
I told Alice that we're going to DC just to cook curry chicken for Pastor Chow after they have moved back to DC.
Because 他写个微信给我说，跟我要咖喱鸡的那个 recipe.
Because he.Asked the recipe for curry chicken.
So he 真是活出来，他是真实的。
He is so real and genuine.
享受他所能够享受的。
He enjoyed what God has given him.
Yes, 所以我真的很感恩。
So I'm very thankful.
他也很 care 我们很多方面。
He really cares about us.
说心里话，他神把他接走之后。
From the bottom of my heart, after they have gone back to heaven.
这两年来
These past 2 years.
我觉得我比他在的时候成长的还要快。
I feel like I have even more a great extent of growth compared when he was still on earth.
因为我的 cover 没有了。
Because I no longer have that spiritual coverage.
所以遇到事情我必须来到耶稣面前。
So at, when I run into any situation, I have to come to the Lord by myself.
当我愿意悔改的时候
When I'm willing to repent,
神就提升我。
God lifted me up.
我知道更多。
So I learn more.
好像圣经也知道理解的更多。
Also, at the same time, I can understand the Bible better.
所以我觉得牧师所带给我们的
So I feel like what Pastor Chao has left us
一个真实的生命
is a true life.
是神的生命
It's the life of God.
这也是我们一生所寻的
There's also the thing that we are seeking all our life.
谢谢主，感谢主，那我就简单补充两句。我认识牧师以后的话呢，牧师开始，我记得有一件事情，就是开始学用微信。
One thing I remember about Pastor Joe was that he started learning how to use WeChat.
然后呢，因为他要跟中国人很多交通，真是他们爱他，牧师非常爱那些中国人，因为那些中国人都是用来微信交通，所以他就开始学。
Because he has to learn to how to use that app.So he can communicate with the brothers and sisters living in China. There are so many brothers and sisters loving him.
然后每个礼拜二一般祷告会结束以后，哎，他就说 ，Brother Jeff， 然后你停一下，我有这些问题问一问你。
Every Tuesday after a prayer meeting, he will ask me to stop and just to show him how to use this and that.
然后他说啊，这么原来这么回事，原来这么回事。所以说我一想到牧师，真是他老了，他还在学。
Even though Pastor Chao was in his 90s, but he still learns.
另外一件事情的话呢，我就想到的是什么呢？其实刚才艾玛他们讲到，牧师有很多的书，这我们都知道。
Another thing that we talked about, Pastor Chao is that he writes many books.
还有一个部分呢是他的声音，他的录音带。
And also his voice recordings.
Yeah, 我们现在留在我们正在整理，跟小静俩呢，我们整理了很多了。
My wife and I are organizing his voice recording.
其中在整理当中，我们还是我本身就得到了很大的帮助。
When I was going through his recordings, I received a lot of benefits by listening to his preachings.
我大概前几周我在翻整理那个2004年的这个地点，我都不知道在什么地方去的牧师在2004年的一次讲道。
Couple weeks back, I was organizing a file, and it occurred in 2004.
他说，如果你要是做错什么事情，圣灵纠正了你，你就马上应当顺服。
So Pastor Joe was saying, like, if Holy Spirit corrects you for anything, submit yourself immediately.
我一下想到我自己，真是有的时候也是做了错事情很多。这句话就相当对我说的，他就这样的话就知道圣灵还没有放弃你，他还在你身上工作。
So I remember about my doing immediately because a lot of time, like, you understand when Holy Spirit speaks to you.You know that God has not given upon you. He is still, and his work continues in you.
所以我就说这些真是宗师留下的这些东西，虽然他没有在我们当中，可是他的教导通过书籍，通过这些声音带，还在继续的影响着。
Pastor Chao continues his teaching through his voice recording and his books.
好，我就想这么多分享。
This was I want to share.
Let's take our hymn books and we'll stand together and sing Faith is the Victory, 195. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise, and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowy skies.Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory!That overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above, which shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath,
swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still our shining shield. Victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. With truth all gird about, the earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory, that overcomes the world.
Now there's another verse that I think is very appropriate for this. And I'll try to sing it for you, and maybe you know it, so sing along with me.
To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night, in Jesus' conquering name.
Hallelujah.
Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. And ask Brother Paul to come.
I'm going to try to be under 5 minutes. When I was around 25 years old, I was sitting in the pews of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. And Uncle Hans had just returned from Taiwan. And he announced a interpreter that he had met there. Now, I have to tell you something about Uncle Hans. He made frequent trips to Germany. And he'd come back and give us reports. And he made those Germans sound like super saints. But I also had the privilege of being in Germany. And I heard him speak to the German people. And he made the Americans sound like super saints. And so when he raved about this interpreter that he had met, I had to find out for myself if he was evangelistically speaking. 然后我也要后来就在了解说他是在就传福音的这个事情来说的。But
he wasn't.
但是他不是这个意思。I
got to know Brother Jack through camp mainly.
然后我最早是透过那个这个营地认识了周牧师。And
recently, having a small part in his book, his latest book, his newest book.
然后就是他最后的这本书，我也有一点参与。I
discovered just how punctilious he is, how exacting he is.
然后我发现, 周牧师他是一个非常注重细节, 而且非常, 确切的一个人。
And I like that about him.
然后, 他的那些特质我非常欣赏。
I like that when we work together with the conferences here.
然后当我就是在这个特会一起同工的时候,
he was a real businessman, he was down with details.
他真的是非常注重细节的一个人。
And that pleased me.
然后那个他那样的特质让我很高兴。
And I see that has rubbed off on his son and the JMI team.
然后他那样的特质跟特性，我在他很多同工还有就是他儿子身上都有看到。So
that's one thing about Brother Jack that I liked very much.
然后就是说周牧师他身上这个部分，我真的很喜欢。And
then of course I got to know his family very well at camp.
然后当然也就是因为这个营地，我也有机会认识周牧师的家人。Susanna
was always one of my favorites.
然后最喜欢的是Susanna。And
I remember when I cooked in the kitchen.
然后记得当时我在餐厅，厨房里面做饭。Susanna
would, I think you were a waitress, perhaps. Were you a waitress then? Yeah.
那时候Susanna就是在那个餐厅里面帮忙服侍。At
dinner time, she would look out the door.
然后在晚餐的时候，她会往窗外看。Because
the villagers were walking up the road.
然后因为那个village，就是那个小孩子住的那地方，就在那个厨房的那个后面。And
her little sister Martha was one of the villagers.
然后那个时候呢， 那个Martha，她是那个在village那边做。So
she took good care of her little sister.
然后Susanna会照顾她的小妹妹。But
I'm thankful mainly for Brother Chow and his ministry, his teaching about the inner life.
那我很感谢就是说，周牧师他在内在生活这方面的教导。I
mentioned recently how what a blessing it is to this camp.
然后最近我提到就是说， 周牧师还有他是供给这个营地所带来的祝福。To
start off with these inner life conferences.
然后特别是说他把内在生活的聚会带到这个营地来。And
when I spoke, I said it started with a bang, and I felt a little convicted about being so loose about that word.
然后当我说这个是一个很棒的一个开始的时候，其实我这样讲的时候，他并不是非常精确。In
fact, the conference brings the camp into God in a very special way.
但是我要更明确地表达的时候，他的意思其实是这样，就是说，这样的内在生活的这个聚会，把我们大家都带得更靠近神。And
I'm thankful for that.
我很感谢神。One
little vignette I'd like to share before I sit down.
这边还有一件小事情我要跟大家分享的。Is
about our sister Nancy.
然后是关于周师母的。Now
when we had the conferences here, usually the afternoon sessions I couldn't attend because I'd be in the office.
特别是说当这边有内在生活聚会的时候，下午通常我没有办法来聚会，因为那时候我在办公室里面忙。But
I did happen to walk in once.
但是有一次我刚好有机会来参加下午的聚会。And
there I saw Sister Nancy dancing.
然后在那边我就看到周师母在跳舞。She
was already quite immobile.
虽然说那个周师母那时候不是那么能够行动方便。But
she could not help dance.
但是她还是起来就是
Because Sister Gerda was at the keyboard. And we all know how that works. But I saw in Sister Nancy a woman of God. And she was fully behind her husband. So I thank God for both of them. And for their impact on Pilgrim Camp.
然后特别是他们给这个营地所带来的影响。Now
we'd like to give place to the family for the remainder of this memorial service. Are thankful that they allowed us to steal the whole first three quarters.
接下来时间我们要把它留给周牧师的家人，我们也非常谢谢他将其中四分之三的时间都留给了我们。
I'm sure we might get a better picture of them from their children.
我相信透过他们的口里，我们可以更多认识周牧师跟师母。Although
growing up in a pastor's home, I found that my parents lived the same way pretty much all the time.
然后就是说，在我成长过程当中，我发现我的父母也是活着一样的生命。They
never had to put anything on when they went to church.
当他们到教会的时候，他们就是按照他们原来样式去的。I
just want to take just a 5 minutes? No, 2 minutes. There are a number of just small stories I could share about Brother Chow, but there's one that the last time I saw him in person was here at camp in
2019.
And Sister Gerda mentioned how the ministers had gathered that year before the Chinese conference.
And I had talked to John, and I said, John, it would be nice if you could bring your father for the ministers' conference. And I realized that he was going to be here a week also, so we said, well, maybe one day we could overlap. And so he arrived, I think, for the last night meeting that we had. And I saw him slip in the meeting maybe halfway through. And when I got up at the end to close the meeting, I was looking for Brother Jack to, I was going to call on him to pray. And he was gone already. So the next morning, I said, John, what happened with your dad?
然后隔天我就问John说,
Oh, he said, he came in, he heard you were talking about Jesus, and he walked out and said, everything's okay.
然后他进来的时候，他就说，哦，那个巴斯蒂尔牧师，他在讲是关于耶稣，这样就可以了，那就对了。
Praise the Lord. So let's keep talking about Jesus.
Right? 所以我们要确定我们在这里大家继续谈的就是耶稣。
I just want to share this one thought.
我只想跟大家分享这一个想法。
You see, the life of Brother Jack and Sister Nancy, it doesn't just happen.
你看到他们的人生，这并不是偶然发生的。
The blessedness, the fruitfulness,
他们所带来的祝福，还有他们所结出的果子,
comes from a walk with God.
那些都是因着他们跟随神同行而得来的。
And if we want to be a blessing, if we want to be fruitful,
如果我们要成为别人的祝福，我们要结果子的话,
then we have to follow in their train and what they lived.
我们必须要跟随着他们给我们的教导，还有就是说他们所活出的样式。
And I just want to read just a few verses from John 15.
然后这里我想要带大家来念一下约翰福音15章几个经节。
And you don't have to turn there. I think these are verses that you've heard before. Yes, if you'd like to open your Bibles, you can.
我想这些经节大家之前都已经看过。
But the thought there is about abiding.
然后这边所谈到就是住在主里,
abiding in the vine.
就是跟那个枝子要跟树结在一起。
And the illustration there is that there is a continual flow of the Holy Ghost.
然后他这边所表达要出来，要传达就是说，在里面那个不断流动的那个圣灵。
The life that is in the vine.
然后也就是在那个葡萄树上的那个,
who is Christ.
也就是基督的生命,
that life flows into the branch.
那个生命流到那个枝子里面。
And the branch bears fruit.
然后那个枝子就可以结出果子。
The only purpose of the branch is to bear fruit.
那个枝子它之所以存在的目的就是为了结果。
But it only can bear fruit as it abides in the vine.
但是枝子没有办法结出果子，如果它不是跟葡萄树连接在一起的话。
And so if we look at Brother Jack and Sister Nancy and see the fruit of their lives,
所以当我们看着他们的生命，也就是他们生命所结出的那些果子的时候，
they had learned this secret.
他们 找到了那个秘诀,
I am the vine, and ye are the branches.
他们知道就是神就是那个葡萄树,
he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
你们常在我里面,
for without me, you can do nothing.
若不是在我里面,
and so I'd encourage us, those of us who are in ministry, we need to abide in Christ. Those who are in school, at work,
那些在上班,在学校的人,
we need to abide in Christ.
我们要住在主里,
that's the only way that your life and my life will be a blessing.
这是唯一的道路,我们可以得蒙祝福。
And what has taken place today and the testimonies that we've heard are just a witness to the fact that Brother Jack and Sister Nancy had learned to abide.
今天我们所听到的这一些见证,它的根源都是起于就是周牧师跟 周师母他们知道如何住在主里。
Herein is my Father glorified, verse 8.
然后在第八节,
that ye bear much fruit.
第八节这里, 你们多结果子, 我父就因此得荣耀。
So shall ye be my disciples.
所以, 你们也就是我的门徒了。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a song from the family. Is it the grandkids?
I'm so glad Jesus lives in me. I'm so glad Jesus lives in me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lives in me. 我快乐，耶稣真爱我，我快乐，耶稣真爱我，我快乐，耶稣真爱我，我要歌唱哈利路亚，耶稣真爱我，我快乐，圣灵充满我，我快乐，圣灵充满我，我快乐，圣灵充满我，我要歌唱哈利路亚，耶稣真爱我，哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈。
So first is Mary.
I guess just like everybody else, I kind of struggle with this 5 minutes thing.
就像别人一样，这五分钟对我来说也不容易。
Wrote it, rewrote it, and then finally I just made one page of notes, so.
我写来写去做了一些笔记。
I just started. So I didn't get to spend too much time with my parents.
我并没有得以花很多时间跟我的父母同相处。
When they moved back.
当他们搬回到马里兰以后。
But when I would go to visit them,
但我每一次拜访他们的时候
，My dad really enjoyed this kind of cheese Danish.
所以我的父亲实际上很喜欢有一种蛋糕。
Yeah, and that was his. You know, he always had a little sweet tooth.
他喜欢有的时候喜欢吃甜食。
So he would always ask me, you know, hey, can you, you know, stop at the market, grocery store on your way over, and that would have to be 8 o'clock in the morning because I'm going there by 9.
他就会说，那你上班之前可不可以去超市帮我买一下甜点，顺便，因为我早上九点钟就要上班。
So, you know, those were times that I could enjoy with him.
就在那个时候，我能够跟他有一些，能够享受跟他相处的时间。
You know, and there's four in a container.
在那个包装里面有四块甜点。
So he would open it and he, you know, he wants to take it upstairs to the kitchen and heat it up. And he would take one out for himself and then he would have to take two more out because he wanted, you know, to share it with Esther's family.
那他就把甜点拿到楼上，他先拿出一块给他自己，然后他再拿出两块给我们的家人来分享。
So there's only one left.
所以最后只剩下一块。
And then after, you know, he's toasted it or however he likes it, he would bring it back. And then he would cut it in half and offer half to me.
然后他把那最后一块烤一烤或者怎么样，然后最后他把那最后一块切成两半，把另外一半就给了我。
You know, with my mom, I would just spend time sitting with her and she loved, she really liked it when we would read my dad's autobiography to her.
我当我跟我母亲相处的时候，她非常享受我给她读我父亲的传记。
And after I finished reading it, she would say, Mary, thank you for reading that to me.
每一次我读完，她都跟我说 ,Mary, 谢谢你给我读。
Yeah, that was one of her favorite things.
是她最享受的一件事。
My parents, some time ago, my dad mentioned that he and my mom,had started praying that the Lord would take them both at the same time.
有的时候，因为我父亲提过，他跟母亲一起祷告过，求主把他们同时间接走。
So my thought was, well, that's going to be kind of, you know, rough for the rest of us.
那我的想法是，哦，那对我们家人来说，这太难了。
And every once in a while, you know, I would pray, you know, Lord, you're going to have to prepare us somehow.
我常常这样祷告，主啊，那你要预备我们。
So I'm not sure about, you know, the rest of my siblings, but the Lord started speaking to me when the time got closer. And, you know, at some point, you know, he told me, he showed me that actually my dad would be going first.
所以在那个时间快要接近的时候，主就开始向我显示时间快不多了。我不知道我的别的弟兄姊妹怎么样，但是对我来说是这样的。
You know, my mom... you know, as everyone knows, she was always in the background, and my dad was the one who was in the limelight and was in front of people.
所以我的母亲跟父亲是同样的背景，他总是在幕后，所以我父亲是在前台，我的母亲总是在幕后。
They, you know, they really did life together.
他们实在是一起的生活。
You know, whatever my dad was doing, my mom was there to complement.
不管我的父亲在做什么，我的母亲总是在那里，好像跟他互补一样。
So when my dad was still in secular work, my mom stayed home to raise the family.
当父亲在做世俗的工作的时候，我的母亲在家里面，在操持家务。
So that he could totally, you know, focus on his work.
好让父亲完全的可以专注在他的事工里。
And in ministry,
在事工里
she was his biggest fan.
母亲是父亲最大的粉丝。
Also his primary intercessor.
当然也是他最主要的代导者。
And everything that was going on with him in ministry, she was there, always praying for him.
无论父亲在事工里所经历的是什么，母亲总是在那里为他祷告。
And even when she was no longer mobile on her own, she couldn't even use the walker much.
直到她后来甚至都不怎么行动不方便了，她连用 walker 都不方便了。
And so when I would visit her, I would sit with her.
当我拜访她的时候，我就跟她坐在一起。
And then she would say, Mary, let's pray for Dad. He's writing this book.
她就跟我说，玛丽，让我们一起为父亲祷告，他在写这本书。
Or whatever else was going on.
还有她所经历的一些事情。
And her mind was, her heart and thoughts were always with my dad.
她的心思总是专注在父亲的身上。
She would worry if he went out to the store and didn't come back, you know, in the time that he should have come back.
如果父亲去商店里，母亲就有点担心他怎么还没回来。
And then she would say, Mary, let's pray for Dad. You know, he's not home yet.
他就跟我说，玛丽，让我们为父亲祷告，因为到该回来了，他还没回来。
You know, she was right there with him when it came to decisions in the ministry.
当他们需要为事工做一些决定的时候，他总是在那里。
And especially when it came to big decisions,
尤其是做重大决定的时候，
they would pray together,
他们总是一起祷告，
and look for confirmations from the Lord,
在寻求从神来的印证。
They never did anything or make any decisions without prayer first.
他们从来没有做决定，却没有事先祷告。
Everything was founded on prayer.
每一件事都是建在祷告的根基上。
When they made the move to Texas,
当他们搬到达拉斯的时候，
I think they must have spent the first year doing nothing but praying.
我想他们在那之前的一年其实什么都没做，真的就只是在祷告。
So asking the Lord to show them and bring direction to what they were supposed to do there.
请求神向他们启示到底他们是怎样要搬到那里。
You know, really, in this way, they did life together.
所以他们在生他们的生命就是交织在一起。
And they really lived life to the fullest in this way.
他们也这样活出了一个圆满的生命。
They not only right did life together, but together they did life with God.
不单是他们一起共同生活，而且是他们是一起与神共同生活。
You know, for my dad, we've already heard, right, a lot about him today, but he loved his work.
今天我们已经听到很多关于我父亲的，他，你们知道他很爱他的事工。
I mean, down to the very last minute.
直到生命的最后一分钟。
You know, he would tell me, he says, Mary, when you don't enjoy what you're doing anymore, that's the time to stop.
他跟我说 ，Mary， 如果你做一件事情已经不享受了，那就是你应该停下来的时间。
You know that even he was really talking about ministry work.
他谈的就是关于事工这件事。
But you know, my dad loved his work.
我的父亲是很爱他的事工。
You know, he was very excited always to receive reports about how the Holy Spirit was working in a person.
他非常兴奋，每一次收到学员们的新的报告，看到圣灵怎么样在学员里面的生命里工作。
You know, I kind of think of that scripture that says, you know, train up a child, right, in the way he should go, and when he's grown, when he's an adult, he will never leave it.
所以我就想到圣经上的经文，教导孩童走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
And my dad, that's how he grew up, is working.
那我的父亲就是这样，他就是这样成长的。
You know, he was, for those of you who read his autobiography, then you know that in his background, he lost his mother when, I guess, he was very young.
那你们读过他传记就知道他很小的时候就失去了，从小失去了母亲。
And when he was elementary age, then his father abandoned him.
在小学的时候他的父亲抛弃了他。
You know, he took him out of school. He says, I don't have money to support you. Here, I found you a job. You go work and support yourself.
他让他早早的辍学，跟他说，我没有钱供养你了，你要自己供养自己。
So from very young, he was working.
所以他从小就开始自己工作，自己供养自己。
So I feel like that, you know, God took this young boy who really had nothing and was almost, right, he was out on his own at a very young age. And the Lord took this kind of a person and made him into a leader who, you know, had impact on many, many people.
所以我就想到神怎样把这样一个从小是一无所有的这样一个年轻人在他的手中变成了一个这样的一位领袖，给很多人的生命带来了巨大的影响。
And my dad succeeded through a lot of self-discipline, I believe.
我相信他的成功是在于很多的自律。
And a lot of hard work.
还有很多的努力。
He was successful, really, in everything that he did.
他其实在他所做的一切事上都蛮成功的。
I feel like, you know, kind of his legacy to us, not only the children, the family, but all of us,
我想他所留给我们的遗产不单是为着我们自己的家人，也是为着我们所有的人。
You know, he was a living example of how, you know, how we need both the practical and the spiritual to succeed in life.
他是给我们立了这样一个榜样，让我们在生活中得以成功的有两方面，不单是要属灵，而且要实际。
And to fulfill our God's purposes for us.
好能够完成神在我们身上的旨意。
On the practical side, right, I feel it, that self-discipline and hard work.
在实际的这一方面就是要自律，要努力工作。
And on the spiritual side, a lot of prayer.
在属灵方面就是很多的祷告。
And that relationship with Jesus.
与耶稣的关系。
I think of that scripture, Psalm 91 verse 16.
诗篇91篇16节
says in the Passion Translation, it says, "Oh, I will satisfy you with a full life, and with all that I do for you."
他说，我要使你得享尊贵，得以长寿。诗篇91篇16节。
And so I feel like that was kind of their life.
我想这就是他的生命。
Thank you, Lord. And Susanna.
First, I'd like to read a letter from our Uncle Joe and Aunt Arlita Winston.
我先要读一封信，从我们的 Joe 和 Aunt Arlita 他们夫妇写来的。
Our friendship with Jack and Nancy Chow started in 1965, 57 years ago when we were living in Hong Kong.
我们与周牧师和师母的友谊开始1965年，这是57年以前，当我们住在香港的时候。
Mutual friends introduced us to Jack.
我们共同的朋友介绍我们认识了 Jack.
And the more we heard about Nancy, the more we longed to get to know her as well.
我们更多的听到 Nancy 的名字，我们就更加渴望认识她。
They would become special friends with our hearts beating as one.
他们成为我们特别的朋友，我们的心好像跳动在一起。As
the years passed, we returned to America, but our friendship continued growing year after year.
很多年过去以后，我们回到美国，但是我们的友谊一直不断的在增长，一年又一年。It
turned a cord drew us together for a purpose.
有一个永恒的连接把我们连接在一起，为着一个共同的目的。
Together we shared with one another our victories as well as defeats.
我们一起来分享彼此的得胜，还有我们彼此的失败。We
knew our friendship was safe.
我们知道我们的友谊是安全的。One
weekend, Jack was visiting us alone, and we were having our family prayers around the supper table.
有一个周末，周静还在单独的拜访我们，我们在餐桌上一起有家庭的祷告。
He leaned over and said, I want to pray especially for you, Arlita, tonight.
他靠过来对我说，今晚我要特别为你祷告，Arlita。We
bowed our heads.
我们就低下头。Lord,
give her even more grace as she cares for her family.
他祷告说，主啊，赐给她更多的恩典，当她照顾这个家庭的时候。I
was startled and immediately thought, what, am I not being gracious?
我有点震惊，我立即就想说， 什么？难道我还不够有恩典吗？
No, I soon learned that is not what he meant. He could see in the future.
我马上就明白了，他的意思其实不是这样，他的意思他能够看见未来。I
was going to need much more grace as greater needs would be brought to our home.
因为在未来，我们的家里面有更大的需要，我就需要更多的恩典。I
have frequently thought about that moment of tender intercession and have thanked the Lord.
我就常常想到那次他为我们很细腻的带导，我就非常的感谢神。Little
did we know then the amount of time Jack and Nancy spent waiting on God in prayer for us as a family.
我们真的是不知道周静海和Nancy他们花了多少的时间等候神，并且祷告为我们这个家。These
times were shared in letters and phone calls, mostly because there is never enough time being together as families.
他们的祷告跟我们在回信中分享，也在电话里分享，因为他们没有足够的时间，就是他们在一起的时间真的是不够。Nor
did we know then how deeply our hearts would be knit together as we held up one another's children before his throne.
我们也不知道我们的心是多么的宝贵，当我们的心连接在一起，而且他们把我们的孩子都带向神的宝座。How
we loved it when they would spend weekends with us.
我们何等喜爱他跟我们一起共度周末。The
Chow family felt like our own.
周牧师和师母他们就好像是我们自己的家人一样。We
shared stories about earlier years living in other countries, our dreams, our visions.
早期的年日里我们跟他们分享我们住在别的国家，还有我们的梦想，我们的意向。We
shared the joys of swimming, Easter baskets, weddings, and births.
我们跟他们分享游泳的快乐，复活节的快乐，还有婚礼，还有生日。It
didn't stop there because Jack introduced us to yet another joy, Dr. Nelson and Jennifer New's family.
这并没有停在那里，周牧师也把我们带到另外一个喜乐里。They
belong to us as well.
Dr. Nelson 和 Jennifer New's family, 他们的家，这一家也是属于我们。
There are three themes that run through our two families together.
在我们两个大家庭有三个共同的主题。Love,
it was always there no matter what.
第一是爱，爱总是在那里，不管发生什么。Intercession
could be assumed by waiting on God for direction and clarity.
第二点是代祷，并且借着等候神，来寻求神的带领和清楚的带领。Battle
ready for spiritual warfare, because we had been brought together by God Himself to win for the Lamb the reward of His suffering.
第三点是属灵征战，预备好属灵征战，因为我们是被神带在一起，为神的羔羊来征战，来得到他苦难的奖赏。Today
we remember what God did in bringing our families together.
今天我们来纪念神把我们两家带在一起，神的作为。The
friendship began in eternity and will never end.
这友谊是在永恒里开始的，并且永远不会结束。And
neither will our gratefulness.
我们的感恩也永远不会结束。I
was asked to focus on our mother.
我要多谈一下我的母亲。
And so I'm going to give the same story that Sister Martha gave, because I think she was the one who told me the story. My father traveled extensively during his ministry for JMI.
我的父亲在JMI的施工里旅行了很多。
As he was introduced before speaking, the crowd would be so excited to hear him speak.
当会众知道他要来分享的时候，他们都非常的兴奋。
But when he came to the podium, he would bring my mother with him and say, "This is my pastor."
但是每一次他上了讲台，他都会把我母亲带到讲台，跟大家介绍说，这是我的牧师。
Everything her mother did was defined by her love for God and her personal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我母亲所做的一切都是出于她对神的爱，出于对主耶稣基督的爱。
Each morning as children, she would wake us for school.
每一天早晨她醒来。
As we came downstairs for breakfast, she would say, "Good morning, did you sleep well?"
每天早晨她把孩子们叫醒，在餐桌上她就说，早安，你们有没有睡好？
And then ask, "Did you have your morning devotions?"
然后她就问我们，有没有早上灵修？
Devotions is defined as time spent with God reading His Word.
灵修就是花时间跟神在一起读他的话语。
Maybe singing a hymn, a time of worship, and then ending with some prayer.
也许唱一首诗歌，有一点敬拜，以结束，以祷告结束。
This would start our day.
这就是开始我们每一天。
Her priority was our personal relationship with God.
她的重点，她总是要求我们个人跟神的关系。
That it would grow to be strong in the Lord.
能够越来越深在主的里面。
Stay strong. And be solid enough to guide us through life.
而且跟神的关系要足够的强壮，能够带领我们走过生活。
With all of its joys, sorrows, trials, achievements, milestones, and mistakes.
在经过生活中一切的苦难、喜乐、各种各样的挑战。
The Lord would be with us when neither she nor my father could not.
虽然他和父亲不能跟我们在一起，但是主跟我们在一起。She
knew that Christ would carry our burdens and share the load.
他知道基督会带着我们，并且负担我们一切的重担。She
knew the Lord would guide each step and grant grace, mercy, wisdom, and guidance to sustain us when we would need them.
他知道主耶稣会背负着我们的重担，主耶稣会带领我们每一步，赐给我们恩典、怜悯、智慧。 和引导，帮助我们持续地往前，当我们需要他的时候。When
we arrived home from school, there was the daily questions about our day at school, our friends, and what we learned.
当我们从学校回家的时候，天他都会问我们这一天怎么样，还有我们的朋友，我们学了什么。And
it was followed by a quiet, "Go have some quiet time. You need it."
然后总是提醒我们去有一些安静的时间，你需要它。Quiet
time is defined as time waiting on God.
安静时间就是要安静等候神。She
knew this time would fill us.
她知道在这段时间里,
with encouragement, strength to meet the tasks ahead.
神会以鼓励、力量充满我们，来面对我们所前面所需要的任务。Build
us up in our Christian faith as we walked out our faith in front of others.
来坚固我们的基督信仰，当我们在别人面前活出我们信仰的时候。
There are always the intangible items that remain priceless.
总是那一些没有办法触摸的，有一些很微妙的事情是无价之宝。Such
as time with God, our family life, our friendships.
比如说我们与神的独处的关系，独处的时间，我们跟家人的关系。She
understood the intangible, the things of value that cannot be bought with money or gold.
她明白这些没有办法触摸的这些事情是最宝贵的。 所以这些是没有办法用钱或者金银买的。For
example, our salvation.
比如我们的救赎。Our
relationship with the Lord.
我们与神的关系。The
tenacity to move forward in life.
我们需要往前的动力。Strength
and courage to face difficulties ranging from severe to small.
我们需要面对困难，不管是严厉的困难还是很小的困难，我们需要面对它所需要的力量和鼓励。
She modeled this life for us and left a legacy of the intangible value of who God is, what He can do, and how He can work in one's life to fulfill His purpose and plan.
她为我们做了这样的一个榜，生命的榜样，留给我们这样的一个产业。她能够把神使 何等的有价值，向我们显示神可以做什么，还有他怎样在我们的生命里面完成他的旨意和计划。
Yes, I could also talk about the countless meals she had cooked.
当然我也可以谈到她给我们所煮的很多的饭。
The time she did our laundry.
她为我们洗衣服。
How she taught us to cook.
她教我们怎样做饭。
When she taught us to read.
还有她教我们阅读。
And the list goes on.
这里还有很多很多。
So many values and tasks she taught us that are too numerous to recount.
很多的价值和任务她 教给我们的太多，我没有办法尽数。
In her life, it was all done in love.
她的生命全都是在爱里面所经历。
With the reminder of the importance and the significance of following Christ.
并且提醒我们要跟随基督的重要性。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.But to trust and obey when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still.And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
I have one thing to say. Don't be nervous.Because supper has been postponed 15 minutes. Now, you all can't tell me you're hungry after that meal we had at lunch. And I think, while I'm saying these things, I think I'd like to say 8 o'clock tonight. Is that okay? Right? 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock for waiting on God. All right? So that's our schedule for the rest of the day. But we still have a few of the children yet to share with us. So, Martha, would you come?
My sisters, Mary and Susanna, already spoke so beautifully. Thank you for everything you shared.
的姐姐们分享得非常美，谢谢你们。
It was a privilege for me to witness the way that God used my parents, and it was so interesting to me to see how their ministry developed and grew over the years.
对我来说是一个荣幸，能够见证神怎样的使用了我的父母，还有很有趣的是，对我来说很有趣，能够看见他的事工在这些年里是怎样的增长。
I think my father, to me, what is interesting is that my father had such a unique, ministry.
对我来说很有意思的是，我觉得父亲他的事工是非常独特的。
And I can see it's such a blessing to look back and see how God led him, how he crafted his life, And how he knew, you know, from the beginning, from when he was born, what he would become and how his life would go.
当我们回首来看的时候，我觉得真的神在他身上所做的非常的有意思，然后神是怎样把他塑造成从一个白手起家的一个孤儿，然后变成现在这个样子。
So Mary already mentioned his early life.
玛丽已经提到他在早期的岁月里。
It's really, you know, if you have time to read the autobiography, it's quite interesting how God led him into journalism, how he learned English, and then entered journalism and all of that with a fifth grade education.
如果你们读他的自传，就看到他只有上过五年级的小学，神怎么样带领他从那样的一个成为怎样成为一个记者。
So I guess I was talking about his unique ministry, and I guess I don't know very many ministers, whom God used in this way, where his ministry was focused on just a few. Of course, he spoke on many different topics, but as has already been brought out in the morning service and this afternoon, there were a few particular topics that God used him to teach about specifically.
我想到他的事工就觉得他的事工非常独特,因为很少有事工有这样的牧师,他所教导的是聚焦在几个非常特别的主题上。
He spoke on these topics and wrote books on these topics.
他教导传讲这样的主题,他也写了关于这方面的书。
So these are the teachings that I associate in my mind with my dad, waiting on God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and practicing God's presence, or as some have mentioned, the inner life.
所以这就是当我想到父亲的教导，我就想到他所教导的主要就是安静等候神，被圣灵充满，还有操练神的同在，就像刚才大家分享的。He
taught extensively about waiting on God, and one of his two books in English is titled The Practice of Waiting on God.
在他那本英文的操练神的同在这本书里，他非常详细地教导了怎样。
And as far as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there were many who experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit under his ministry. He had a unique way of being able to explain spiritual matters in very practical, down-to-earth words.
他有他一个特别的方式，他能够把一些属灵的真理用非常接地气的方式讲给大家，让大家能够明白。For
example, when he explained about the Holy Spirit, he talked about the practical day-to-day benefits.
当他讲到圣灵的喜，他就会讲到我们在日常生活中怎样经历到这个好处。Such
as the deeper, so that people would understand, you know, why they would might want to seek after being baptized with the Holy Spirit. He talked about how the baptism of the Holy Spirit brings a deeper understanding of the Bible, brings us joy in our lives among trials, and also can bring a change in our worship.
所以他教导圣灵充满在我们日常生活中所带来的果效，人们就能够明白，被圣灵充满之后，我们就能够更深地明白圣经，我们就能够在试炼中喜乐，在我们的生命中也会带来改变。And
then as people sought God in the meetings, he encouraged them to be yielded and open to raising their hands, clapping, dancing in the Holy Spirit, praising the Lord out loud.
在聚会中，人们寻求神的时候，他鼓励大家把心向神敞开，并且顺服圣灵，要降服于圣灵，就可以来举手，不管是举手、拍手、跳舞，赞美神，都要来顺服圣灵的带领。So
just a side note, when the kids sang that song before, they're not all kids anymore, but when the grandchildren sang that song before, that was because that's something that he did here in this room. We have a recording at one of the Chinese retreats. You know, he would have several different verses of that song. And then at the end, he would always have the last verse was ha, 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 ha. And, you know, they're rejoicing in the Lord and being blessed by the Lord.
所以刚才孙辈们唱的那首歌，就是因为他在我们有一个那个录音，他每次特会几乎最后他都会唱这首歌，有好几段歌词，最后一段总是哈哈哈。
But he understood that this complete surrender of our bodies, our souls and our spirits, so yielding ourselves physically to the Lord.
所以他了解这种我们的灵魂体全然的向神降服。
Opened the way for the Holy Spirit to take control and to fill to overflowing, often resulting in speaking tongues and other manifestations.
就给圣灵开了一条路，能够来掌管我们，然后圣灵就能够来充满我们，直到满意，而且能够有常常就会带来说方言和其他的神的彰显。
And as far as this other teaching that I associate, the third one is practicing God's presence.
在他的教导里面有一点是操练神的同在。So
he did not focus only on a one-time baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他并不强调只有一次圣灵的喜的经历就够了。But
he emphasized the importance of a deeper experience with God.
他非常强调一个更深的经历神。Growing
in God and practicing God's presence.
持续的更深经历神，在神里面成长，操练神的同在。
And I often heard him refer people to Brother Lawrence's book, which is titled The Practice of the Presence of God.
And
I also remember that he often quoted Hans Wolfvogel saying, "Nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in him."
And So those are
the few things about his ministry that I wanted to mention, and then I just had a few small vignettes or anecdotes of things that I remember from my childhood and growing up.
所以刚才是我提到的一些关于他的事工的几个方面，那现在我想要提到的，在我的记忆中跟他相处的有一些要提到的。
As Brother Phil mentioned before, you know, our parents, it was the same with his parents. My parents, their public life was no different from their private life. They were the same person at home that they were in front of everyone else.
就像刚才菲利普牧师提到的，他的父母一样，我的父母也是，他们在家里跟他们在公开场所是完全一样的。My
parents spent much time in private, waiting on God.
我的父母在私下里花很多的时间安静等候神。My
dad acknowledged God in all of his daily activities, whether it was going to work, shopping, driving, anything he was doing, he was acknowledging that God was there with him.
我父亲不管他是在购物还是在做任何事情，他一直都是在承认神的同在，他一直都在注重在神与他在一起。And
every single need, small and great, they brought to the Lord in prayer. Whenever we had a fever or a cold, immediately, you know, there were my parents praying for us.
我们不管有任何的需要，大的需要、小的需要，不管是发烧还是有什么生病，他们立即就会祷告求神帮助。In
our home, they lived a life of obedience, of joy, of praising the Lord and seeking God's will in every decision.
在我们家里面，他活出了喜乐、赞美、寻求神的旨意，和顺服。
They welcomed many, many visitors into our home over the years, sometimes just for an hour or two, sometimes for a few days, sometimes for a few months.
在过往的年日里，他们邀请了很多人，在我们家里面居住，有的时候只是一两个小时，有的时候有人在我们家里住几个月。
And I think my mom often had to prepare a meal for guests with very little notice, but she never complained. It really was not a big deal. She just took it right in stride, and all of our visitors were accepted graciously with joy. I think everyone felt welcome in our home.
有的时候母亲又没有任何通知，她就要给客人们煮饭，但是她就不把它当成什么事，她都是很乐意的去为她接待他们，招待他们，让他们感到温暖。
So it's funny that Susanna and I have the same memory of our mom praying with us before we go to school.
所以Susanna跟我有同样的这样的记忆，我们每一次我们上学前，母亲就为我们祷告。So
there's one time I recall, you know, my mom asked me the question.
记得有一次她问我们一个问题。The
question, did you have your devotions?
她就是问我们这个问题，你们有没有灵修？I
said, that morning I hadn't, so I said no.
那天早上我没有，所以我说没有。
You know, so you figure you'll just go ahead and go on your day. No, she kept me home. I was late, so she kept me home to have my devotions before I went to school.
她就让我没有直接上我上学，就在家里灵修以后才上学，以至于我都迟到了。
I know some of you might not mind going to school late, but I liked school.
你们可能不在乎上学迟到，但是我喜欢上学。
Now, what we knew in our home, academics were very important.
在我们的学校，学业很重要。But
that day, I learned that my walk with the Lord is most important.
但那一天，我学到了我与神同行是更重要的。Many
of you who knew my dad have also experienced waiting for my dad at one point or other.
你们很多人认识我的父亲，你们也都经历过，有的时候需要等我父亲。He
was not known to act quickly.
他行动不是很快。
Or speak quickly.
而他说话也很慢。
But there was a reason for his taking his time to make decisions. It's because doing the will of God was so important, and he did not want to make any mistakes in decisions that he needed to make.
他做决定不是很快是有原因的，因为他需要来花时间等候神，寻求神，明白神的旨意，他才做决定。
As a teenager, my father taught me how to pray about things and how to find God's will for certain decisions.
当我十几岁的时候，我父亲就教导我们怎样为自己祷告，来寻求神的旨意，做决定的时候寻求神的旨意。
He taught me to look for three things. One, circumstances that point to a certain direction, such as an open door or an opportunity. Two, confirmation from the Bible. And three, an inner peace when praying about a situation.
他教导我们要有寻求三方面的印证。第一，环境的印证。 神是不是给这个机会开门？第二，要有圣经经文的印证。第三，是要有内在的平安。当我们祷为一个形式祷告以后，要有内在的平安。So
throughout the years, I have followed that guidance when praying about getting married, and to my husband now of 26 years, when praying about whether or not to homeschool our children, and when praying about job opportunity and many other decisions that I needed to make for myself and for my family.
所以这些年我都跟随了这个带领，他的教导的带领，为我的婚姻祷告。现在我跟我先生已经结婚26年了，还有为我是不是在家教育孩子这件事的决定来祷告，为工作祷告，为很多别的事情祷告。
So I have one other brief thing. I want to make sure I give my sister enough time. My sister Esther still has something to share.
我还要简短地讲一件事，留给时间给Esther。
My father was very instrumental in helping me to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我的父亲非常想要我接受圣灵的洗。When
I was in college, he invited me to accompany him on a ministry trip to Taiwan.
当我上大学的时候，他邀请我跟他一起去台湾有一次服侍。I
think that was the summer of 1989.
我想那是1989年的夏天。And
at that time, God had put a deep desire in my heart to seek the Lord and to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And at the beginning of that year, God had given me a promise from John 7:37 to 39. Jesus stood up and cried, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit. So I believed that that was God's promise to me, that he would fill me with the Holy Spirit in that year.
那一次神在我心里放下了很大的渴望，能够渖望被他的灵来充满。神就给了我约翰福音7章37到39节的应许。And
on that Taiwan trip, I attended every service at which my dad ministered.
在那一次台湾的旅行里面，我就参加了他所带领的每一次的聚会。I
sought the Lord earnestly. I prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I recall after one service, during one service, there was a minister who prayed for me.
我迫切地寻求神，寻求被圣灵充满。有一次聚会以后，有一个牧师为我祷告。After
the service, I complained to my dad. I didn't think that that minister really. I guess I didn't approve of the way that he, his expectations of how the Holy Spirit works. I guess I don't know how else to say, but I just complained to my dad. I said I, you know, didn't appreciate the way he prayed for me.
那之后我就跟父亲抱怨说，我觉得那个牧师为我祷告的方式不太对。And
my dad taught me something that evening that I will always remember, and he gently corrected me and said that I should not let my feelings about an individual or an organization get in the way of God's working in my life.
我记得那天晚上父亲非常温柔地纠正了我，而且这对我印象非常深。他说不要让你个人的情感影响神在你生命中所要做的事。And
so it was there in Taiwan in a later meeting. The Lord filled me with the Holy Spirit. He spoke in tongues. And if it had not been for my dad's guidance, I would have missed that great blessing.
所以在那次台湾的聚会中，后来我就被圣灵充满。如果不是父亲对我的引导，我不会得到这个祝福。So
I miss my parents very much, but I know that just as God led them in every step of their lives, He also took them both at His perfect time.
所以我虽然我非常的想念他们，但是我也知道，因为神在他们生命中的每一步都引导了他们，所以我相信他是在他的完美的时间里把他们带走的。
They always directed people's direction, attention to Jesus.
他们总是把人们的注意力带向耶稣。
I just want to leave you with a few quotes that I often hear my dad saying in my mind. I hear them.
我有要引用几句父亲的教导，他们总是留在我的心里。
He often said these things in services, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst.
他在聚会中总是这样说，两三个人奉主的名聚会，他就在我们当中。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣。
Nothing is important but Jesus and abiding in him.
除了耶稣和住在他里面之外，没有别的事是重要的。
And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
I'm looking at the clock there.
我在看表。
I don't have enough time.
时间不够。
But before I share, my daughter Lisette is with us today, and she wanted to contribute something to this service.
我的女儿有一些，她要在这里有一个节目。
She has a song that she'd like to share.
她想给大家唱。
But she pre-recorded it.
她事先录好了。
With the Chinese and English lyrics, so they're going to be up on the slide.
有中英文歌词。
So could we have that song,
please? 我们先看她来唱。
If my heart could tell a story, if my life would sing a song, if I have a testimony, if I have anything at all.His faithful hand has held me up this way. And when I'm old and gray, all my days are numbered on the earth. Let it be known in you alone, my joy is found. Oh.Let my children tell their children. Let this be their memory. That all my treasure was in heaven, and you were everything to me.And when I'm old and gray,
As I reflect on mom and dad, the word unity comes to mind.
当我回想父母的时候，这个词来到我的脑海里就是合一。
They were united in so many ways.
他们在很多的方面都是完全合一。
They were one as husband and wife for 68 years.
他们在68年的婚姻生活中完全合而为一。
They were one in their service to God.
他们在对神的服事里合而为一。
They were one all throughout their pilgrim journey here on earth.
他们在地上的天路客旅程中完全的合而为一。
And they were one even in their passing from earth to heaven.
他们甚至在从地上到天上的旅程中也是合而为一。
They were one in committing their lives to God.
他们把他们的生命委身于神也是合而为一。
And Dad would frequently say, My times are in his hands, referring to Psalm 31:15.
我父亲常常这样说，我的时间在他的手中，诗篇31篇15节。
In Dad's private writings, there's an entry dated April 14th of 2000.
在父亲的日记里，有一个是在2000年4月14号他写的。
And he wrote, O Jesus, I want to know you more.
他写道，哦，耶稣，我渴望更多认识你。
But I am approaching 70, and I don't have much time left to seek to know you.
但我已经快70岁了，我并没有太多的时间留下来能够更多认识你。
All the unsearchable riches of Christ.
哦，基督那测不透的丰富。
Can I know you more?
我可以更多认识你吗？
Can I have more of you and your unsearchable riches?
我可不可以更多得到你，还有你那测不透的丰富？
How I wish I had more years so I can continue seeking you and finding you in a greater way.
我何等盼望我有更多的年日，我可以继续的寻求你，并且在更多更大的找到你更大的方式。
O Jesus, won't you reveal yourself to me more greatly in the little time I have left?
O 耶稣，当我只剩下这一点的时间里，你可不可以更多的向我显现你自己？
O God, open my eyes so I can see you more.
O 神啊，求你开我的眼睛，让我更多看见你。
Enlarge my spiritual capacity so that I may be filled more with your wonderful self.
扩充我属灵的容量，好让我更多被你那奇妙的自己来充满。
O Christ, how rich thou art.
O 基督，你是何等的丰富。
They were both amused at how old God had allowed them to live.
他们两个因为神许可他们活了这么长时间，他们两个都很开心。
Mom would say, I can't believe I'm 90.
妈妈常常开玩笑，妈妈说，我没办法相信我已经90岁了。
When she turned 91, I had to remind her she was now 91, not 90 anymore.
当她91岁的时候，我不得不提醒她，你现在已经91岁了，不是90岁。
When Dad was out one morning for his daily walk, a police officer on a motorcycle pulled up alongside him.
我父亲有一次出去散步的时候，有一个警察在骑着摩托车在他旁边停下来。
The officer struck up a conversation and asked how he was and where he lived.
警察就跟他对话，问他说，你现在怎么样？你住在什么地方？
So Dad responded and told him where he lived.
所以父亲就告诉他他住在什么地方。
Then the officer told him that he came by because a concerned neighbor had called.Reporting an old man wandering by himself on the street, looking like he was lost.
警察就告诉他，他之所以来跟他谈话，是因为有邻居打电话报告说，他们看到一个老人在自己散步，看起来好像迷路了。
Dad chuckled and was amused at this, and he confidently told the officer.I'm 89 years old and doing fine. I'm not lost. I know where my house is.
我父亲就笑了，他就跟警察开玩笑，然后他非常自信地告诉警察说，我现在89岁了，我过得很好，我没有迷路，我知道我的家在哪里。
The officer seemed convinced and went on his way.
那警察就相信了，就离开了。
They had their routines, one of which was to go out on a weekly date.
他们每一个礼拜都会出去约会。
Every Saturday, they look forward to going out to a favorite restaurant to have a simple lunch.
每个周六他们都很期待去他们最喜欢的餐馆有一个简单的午餐。
They watched the evening news together, sitting side by side, holding hands.
他们每天晚上坐在一起，手拉手一起看晚间新闻。
They also prayed together and fasted together on a regular basis.
他们也有规律的一起祷告，一起禁食祷告。
Dad was the same man behind the pulpit as he was at home.
父亲在讲台前和他在家里是同一个人。
He would often sing this favorite song with mom at home with such tender loving care.
他常常在家里跟我的母亲唱这首歌，带着非常温柔的爱。
A very short video.
我有一个很短的录像。
30 seconds showing.
30秒钟。
You'll recognize this song.
你们都知道这首歌。
Hallelujah.
Dad knew how to encourage mom.
父亲非常知道怎样鼓励妈妈。
There were times when she felt helpless, confined to her wheelchair, and dependent on a caregiver for everything.
因为母亲在最后的时期，她必须坐在轮椅上，完全依靠护工的照顾，所以她也是感到无助。
She would say, I can't do anything.
她会说，哎呀，我什么都做不了。
His response was,That's when God can use you the most. You just keep praying.
父亲的回应就是，那就是在这个时候，神可以最大的使用你，你只要继续祷告。
Every morning, Dad would greet Mom in her wheelchair.
每一天早上，父亲就问候我的母亲，她在轮椅上。
I'm going to share some private moments with you now.
我在跟你们分享一些很私密的事情。
And he would say,Good morning, sweetheart, my darling. You look beautiful. How are you this morning?
他会说早安，亲爱的，早安，我的甜心，我的亲爱的，你看起来很美丽。你今天早上怎么样？
And she would look up and smile, say, "Good morning, I'm fine."
母亲就抬头，带着微笑说早安，我很好。
And he would bend down and give her a kiss on the lips.
母亲就低下头给她就亲她。
That was in the morning. Now, every evening, the last task of the day was for Dad to put Mom's eye drop medication in after the caregiver had her settled in bed.
每天晚上，他最后的任务，父亲就是把母亲的眼药水放起来，那个护工已经把他帮助他上床了。
She would not allow anyone else to do this.
他不会允许任何别的人做这件事。
Dad would stand by her bed and put her drops in.
父亲就站在她的旁边帮她点眼药水。
Offer her a word of encouragement.
用话语鼓励她。
And then kiss her goodnight.
跟她亲嘴道别。
One night he told me that he asked her, Can I give you another kiss?
有一天晚上他问妈妈说我可不可以再亲你一下。
And she replies,As many times as you want.
妈妈就说想亲多少下都可以。
They expressed their appreciation for each other.
他们彼此常常互相感恩，表达他们的感恩。
And they would tell each other, Thanks for putting up with me all these years.
他们常常会说谢谢你这么多年来忍耐我。
Thank you for loving me all these years.
谢谢你这么多年来爱我。
One morning I was sitting with mom, when she said to me, Dad is really good taking care of me.
有一天早上我跟妈妈坐在一起，她对我说，爸爸真是会照顾我，把我照顾得很好。
So I walked over to where Dad was having some quiet time, and I told him what mom had just said.
所以父亲在安静等候神的地方，我就对他说，告诉了妈妈刚才所说的话。
He seemed humbled by the compliment, trying to find the right words to say.
对于妈妈的赞美，他就感到很不配，然后他就想要找到正确的词来表达。
And after a long pause, he said, "Well, she has taken really good care of me too."
停了很长时间以后说，他说，哦，她也把我照顾得很好。
Now, they were not accustomed to displaying photos.
他们不习惯摆照片。
Especially of themselves.
尤其是他们自己的照片。
But I had a framed wedding photo of them, and I set it out in the living room.
但我有一张他们婚礼的照片放在我们的起居室。
One time I commented to Dad, that's such a nice wedding picture.
有一次我跟爸爸说，你们的婚，你们的结婚照很棒。
And he replied, I just like looking at mom, not me.
他说我只是喜欢看妈妈，不是看我自己。
And I thought, how sweet.
哦，我说真甜蜜。
Every day at 5 o'clock in the evening, I would read a chapter to mom from Dad's autobiography.
每天晚上五点钟我会跟妈妈读爸爸自传的一章。
We read through the book several times.
我们读这本书好多次了。
And she really looked forward to these times because she could remember all the stories of old and she could really connect and relate.
她非常期待这样的时间，因为她记得这个故事里面的每一段，不管是老的故事还是新的，她也非常的有这样的关系。
I would often use the opportunity to ask her if she could tell me things she remembered beyond what was written in the book.
我常常使用这样的机会问她一些问题，让她告诉我在这本书背后的一些故事。
It was good for her as a mental exercise, and we both enjoyed those times of conversation.
这对她来说是一个很好的一个脑力的练习，所以我们也非常享受这样的时间。
Mom and Dad never lost the peace and the calm in their spirit all throughout their final days.
在我的爸妈他们最后的日子里，他们从来没有失去过他们内在的平安和平静安稳。
The moment I handed Dad his positive COVID result, he remained at peace, and he simply walked over to his reading chair to spend some quiet time in prayer.
当我把他的那个新冠测试阳性的结果递给他的时候，他仍然保持平安，他就只是走到他的读书的椅子上，然后花安静的时间来祷告。
An entry in Dad's personal writing stated February of 2001.
在他的2001年2月份的一个日记里，他写道，
Susanna offered again to provide care for her mom and me when we are too old to move around.
我们现在年纪太大，不太行动，不太方便了。Susanna 再一次主动提议要来照顾她的妈妈和我。
20 years later, in 2021, Susanna does indeed provide much needed critical hands-on care for both mom and dad.
在20年以后的2021年， Susanna 的确为父母提供了这样非常关键，非常有用的照顾。
Susanna took dad into her home to care for him for 5 days before he was admitted to the hospital for further COVID treatment.
在父亲住院接受更多新冠治疗之前， Susanna 把他接到他自己的家里照顾了他5天。
She then transitioned to my house to help me care for mom until she passed 6 days later.
他后来又搬到我家里来照顾妈妈，直到他6天以后去世。
And Susanna was at mom's side when she took her last breath.
在母亲最后的气息，最后的时刻， Susanna 就在母亲的旁边。
The day before Dad's passing, I asked the Lord during my morning quiet time, was it time for mom to go?
在父亲去世以后的日子里，我在早晨灵修的时候问主，这是妈妈离去的时候吗？
And I asked God to show me his will.
我请求神向我显示他的旨意。
As soon as I finished my quiet time, I went downstairs to see mom and to give Martha a break because she had been on night duty.
当我灵修以后，我下楼去看母亲，好让玛莎休息一下，因为她已经在夜里面照顾妈妈了。
Mom was bedridden at that point, so I went over to her bed and I said, good morning.
我就到妈妈的床边跟她说早安。
She wanted to talk to me, but was so weak, so I had to bend my ear down close to hear her whisper.
她想要跟我说话，但她太虚弱了，没有办法说话，所以我就靠近她的耳朵来听她。
The first thing she said to me was,
她对我说的第一句话是,
Oh, Esther, remember you were reading in Dad's book?
她说, Esther, 记得你不是在读父亲的书吗?
It is time for each man to return to his homeland.
他说，这是每一个人个人各归各家的时刻了。
Immediately, I knew the answer to my question.
我立即就得到了我问题的答案。
I had asked God, is it time?
我问神说，是这个时刻吗？
And he replied very clearly in Mom's own words, yes, it is time.
他在妈妈自己的话里面非常清楚地给了我这个答案，是的。
Later that same morning, the hospital arranged for us to have a video call with Dad.
后来那一天早上，医院安排我们跟父亲一起视频。
Even though he was on oxygen, he was still able to talk and was coherent.
虽然他带着氧气瓶，但他仍然能够讲话，而且讲得很清楚。
Despite the condition he was in, he wanted to check on us to make sure that everyone was okay.And mom was being taken care of.
虽然他自己的状况，他不管他自己的状况，他仍然想要看我们是不是看我们的状况，要能够确认每一个人都是好的，妈妈也被照顾到。
He told us that the doctors were trying different treatments, and that if the treatments failed, the next step would be hospice.
他告诉我们，医生在尝试不同的治疗方法，如果这些治疗方法失败，那么下一步就是去，安息病房。
He was peaceful and calm and said, Don't worry about me, we will see each other again.
他非常的平安平静，他说不要担心我，我们会彼此见面。
Then he blew a kiss to mom, and she blew a kiss back.
然后他向妈妈飞吻，妈妈也向他飞吻。
That was their goodbye.
这就是他们的道别。
As soon as we ended the call, mom said,
当他被神呼召以后，母亲说，
If I could go to church, I would ask the church to pray.
他说，如果我可以去教会，我会请求教会来祷告。
Dad loves the people. He serves the people.
父亲爱他的神的子民，他服侍神的子民。
After the video call, I began to think again on Mom's words.
视频以后，我开始想妈妈的话。
It is time for each man to return to his homeland. And I began to realize that each man...meant both of them. It was time for both mom and dad to go.
我想到妈妈的话，是时候该各人各归各地了。所以我意识到这每一个人，个人就是指的他们两个。
We received word that the treatments were not working and dad's condition was rapidly declining.
我们就得到消息说治疗没有用，然后父亲的情况更加的恶化。
The next level of care, according to Dad's wishes, was hospice.
下一个阶段的护理就是进安息病房。
He did not want to be put on the respirator.
他不愿意上呼吸机。
He passed quickly and peacefully in the hospital the next morning at 6:50 a.m.
他很快的并且很平安的离去了。那一天早上是早上6:50。
When we told the news to Mom, I said,
当我告诉母亲这个消息，
I said, Mom, remember when I read to you in Dad's book, It is time for each man to return to his homeland?
我说妈妈，你记不记得我在给你读父亲的书，个人各归各地的时候到了。
Dad is not with us anymore.
父亲不再跟我们在一起了。
Jesus has taken him home to heaven.
耶稣把他带到天家了。
She did not cry.
她没有哭。
She just gazed heavenward and was silent.
他只是望着天上安静。
We had mom tested for COVID and her results came back positive.
母亲也做了新冠的检测，她也是阳性。
Her symptoms were much milder than what dad experienced.
她的症状比较轻，不像父亲的那样。
And she passed peacefully at home also at 6:50 a.m.
她也是在早上6:50平安的离去。
The exact same time as dad, only 6 days later.
跟父亲离去的时间是一模一样，只是晚了六天。
A few days before mom passed, something happened, which led me to believe that the Lord was preparing her to join dad in heaven.
所以在母亲去世前的几天，这些发生的事情让我能够相信主已经预备他们在天上见面。
She was waving her arm in the air.
他当时在向空中挥手。
And she was calling, 爸爸，爸爸。
他在呼叫爸爸，爸爸。
That's what they call each other, 爸爸妈妈。
他们彼此都是爸爸妈妈。
I gently reminded her, Dad's in heaven now. He's not here with us anymore.
我就轻声地提醒他，父亲在天上了，他不在，他更不在我这里跟我们在一起。
But she was so excited.
但她很兴奋。
She said, I know.
她说我知道。
I hear dad singing.
我听到父亲唱歌了。
I want him to sing louder.
我想让他唱得更响。
I hear dad singing the new song.
我听到爸爸唱新歌了。
I asked her, do you want to go to heaven to be with dad?
你想要跟他一起去天上吗？他说是。
I said, okay.
我说好。
Let's pray that Jesus will take you to heaven then to be with dad.
我说让我们来祷告主耶稣把你也带到天上跟爸爸在一起。
They were one in their passing from earth to heaven.
就连他们从地到天上的离去也是合一的。
It had been their long time prayer.
这是他们长时间的祷告。
That when it was time for the Lord to take them home, they wanted to go together at the same time.
当神要把他们接走的时候，他们希望在同一时间里回天家。
God answered their prayer.
神回应了他们的祷告。
They were buried together on the same day, side by side, in Maryland.
他们在同一天被葬在一起，一起在马里兰。
After the burial, I went back to the words that Mom spoke of in Dad's book to study it more closely.
葬礼以后回到家里面，仔细地来看母亲所说的父亲书里那句话。
The reference is Leviticus 25:13.
那是在利未记25:13.
And it reads, "In this year of Jubilee, everyone is to return to their own property."
他说，在安息年这一年，各家各归各地。
The year of Jubilee came every 50th year.
安息年每50年一次。
Among other things, the year of Jubilee was dedicated to rest.
安息年是为着安息，专门为着安息设立的。
The Israelites were not supposed to reap or harvest.
以色列人不能够再收割。
It was a time for people to return home to be with family and friends.
在这一年，这个时间各家都要回到自己家里跟他们的朋友和家人在一起。
They were to dedicate this entire year of rest to him, acknowledging that God would provide for all their needs.
他们要把这一整年完全献给神，来尊荣神为他们所有一切需要的供应。
A few days before moving to Maryland, Dad said to me, I'm really looking forward to a long holiday after we move to Maryland.
当他搬到马里兰之后的几天，他说，我父亲说，我真的好期待有一个很长的假期，当我们搬回马里兰。
2021 was the year of Jubilee for Mom and Dad.
2021年是我父亲和母亲的安息年。
After only 2 short months of returning home to family in Maryland, God ordained that year was to be their year of entering into eternal rest and the beginning of that long holiday that Dad was so looking forward to.
在他们搬回马里兰两个月以后，短短的两个月以后，神命定2021年是他们的安息年，进入永恒的安息，开始他所期待的那个很长的假期。
It was also the year of Jubilee for Mom in another sense.
对母亲来说，在另外一种意义上也是一个安息年。
It was 1971 when Mom lapsed into a coma near death due to a pregnancy complication.
在1971年，母亲进入一个昏迷，因为她的那个怀孕的综合症，进入昏迷，几乎濒死。
The children were too young to be without a mother, and Dad asked the Lord to spare her life and give her 15 more years.
因为孩子很小，父亲就请求主再次给她15年的年日。
God extended Mom's life not by 15 years, but by 50 until 2021.
神就延长了母亲的寿命不止15年，而是整整50年，直到2021年。
They were both so closely knit in service for the kingdom of God and in love for each other.
他们在对神国度的服侍和彼此相爱里，他们完全亲密地连接在一起。
God's promise to them was,
神对他们的应许是,
As long as you are faithful to me, I will be faithful to you.
只要你对我忠心，我就对你信实。
All these years, God has proved himself to be faithful over and over again.
在这些的年日里, 神一直证实他自己是何等的信实, 一次又一次。
In providing for the needs of our family, as Dad faithfully ministered the Word of God.
当父亲非常忠心地传讲神的话语, 神信实地供应我们家里的需要。
With Mom steadfast by his side, supporting him in prayer.
母亲坚定地站在他的旁边以祷告支持他。
Even to the very end,
直到最后一刻,
God graciously provided for all funeral costs by generous donations which covered all expenses.
神信实地恩典地供应了所有葬礼的费用, 因为有很多慷慨的奉献能够供应一切的需要。
Great is thy faithfulness to the very end of their journey here on earth.
你信实何广大, 直到他们生命的最后一刻。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry it's so late, but the family had planned to sing the new song.
While they're coming up, I just want to say thank you for coming and participating, and thank the Pilgrim Camp and the JMI Ministry to allow us to have the service on this day. I really appreciate it. For delaying the supper time. I just wanted to read one line, if I may, from the dedication in this autobiography. Just the first line on the dedication. to my beloved Lord Jesus for his unfailing love and boundless grace. To my dear wife Nancy and her unconditional love and faithfulness. To our 7 beloved children and their children and children's children. To all who seek to know God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to know the Almighty God in His eternal fullness is to have all the best in life now and forever. But I just want to point out that he started the dedication to the Lord Jesus and His unfailing love and boundless grace. And I just wanted to emphasize, we love the Lord Jesus first. And that was the example and the life that he lived. Praise the Lord. By the way, this is being translated to Chinese. It's not on sale yet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you don't mind standing, we'll close in prayer. Jesus, we just thank you for this time, Lord Jesus, and seeing the lives of these two people who are your servants, Lord. They lived a life as parents, as ministers, as fathers, as mothers, oh Lord Jesus, and they are worthy, Father. Oh Jesus, they live a life of worthiness in serving you, Jesus. Oh, looking unto you first, Father. The example they set for the children, his family, but for all to see. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to them and also to the others. We just worship you and we honor you. We thank you for those here, Father, that you will speak to them. May this time be a blessing to them, Lord. Also to those far away in the Far East, Lord, that the fruits there would continue and fruits that will last. Keep us, Lord. Bless us as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Dismiss me.